knowledge about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I wanna get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? One, two, three, four.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy.
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hey, ladies and gents, way in the back of the house. Come on over here. It's me, Lightning, from the real famous Kyle Rake. I want to say thank you very much for coming out to Longshot Sports Bar here in Hollywood Park. Bring all your friends up. Bring your dollar beers. Bring your hot dogs. Whatever you're going to do, munch. Get a good spot right here. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Give it up for Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
F*** you.
Whoa.
Wow.
Language.
No one has the right to subject listeners to vulgarity of any nature, and profanity is strictly forbidden. Remember that there are many young people operating radios under the guidance of their parents.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Liar.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Painted panties for you.
Roll another one.
That's right, white pants.
Just like the other one.
You can never let it show on your face.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Sounds like the beaver had quite a day.
I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
My mom says there's a lot of black people in Africa.
Roll another one.
Today I'm so excited.
Just like the other one.
What are you talking about?
This one seems to be about.
It's snowing like dogs.
I don't have another cent.
Attention, everyone. All menstruating women go home immediately.
Girls want sex just as much as guys do.
Just pass it around.
Whoa.
That. That's what I gotta say.
And now.
Yeah, I feel very, very stoned.
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, what a surprise. You feel stoned. Odd. Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, and it would be the 9th of Rocktober. All right.
Woo! Milford!
You don't know the half of it. We're just beginning.
That's how that goes?
It was a little weak beginning, but then I think we rescued it right at the end. We brought it right back around.
Should we
have another run through? Anyone?
Maybe not right now. Maybe not right now, because we got calls we can do. Or anything else.
How dare you not recognize the brilliance?
No!
I think you of all people who love the month of this month. You love it. I'll get to it. You would love this
that
the most.
That was raucous interruptus right
I know
there.
It was. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It was raucous interruptus. Hear my whole thing.
You love the month of Rocktober.
Hear my whole thing. And this is what I was saying the other day. It's huge fun for those of you that are playing instruments. Because you think you're cool. Okay? But for everybody else, I'm telling you again, it's like us watching you paint, okay? It's just, there's nothing in it for the people on the other side of the radio, or in this case, the other side of the studio.
All right, let's take a few calls then, if that's what you feel, way you look at it. Let's go to Ivan. I know we're jumping the gun a little bit. We didn't play the big intro and all that, but our band is being called into question. Hi, Ivan.
Morning, guys. Hi. I woke up October 1st and heard the most beautiful sound I've ever heard.
What station are you listening to?
you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, it was on.
And I heard the band, and I fell in love, and I said, Rocktober is going to be the best month ever.
That's what we're saying.
I woke up the second, and the magic was gone. I wanted to cut my vein. I'm like, what happened to the band?
Yeah, we can't do
Why
that.
Why did it break up?
We can't. It didn't break up. It's just we figured that might be a little overkill. But we.
No, it would be funny if the band broke up for 6 days, then got back together for one, then broke up for another six.
But the way we see it is Fridays. It's a Friday thing. So every time on a Friday when we say Rocktober. Then we do that.
We need Rocktober every day, guys.
All right, I hear you. I hear you.
Every day.
It's going to be tough convincing Bean that we need it at all, apparently.
Because he doesn't like fun.
No fun!
Well, at least the band has a great name. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's change topics.
Hey, you know what, Grandpa? Why don't you just scream at the kids to get off your lawn while you're at it? Why don't you give out apples for Halloween?
With razor blades in them. It's time for Kevin Bean's What to Do, Nephew?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What to do? What to do? What to do?
What to do, nephew?
So, what to do?
What to do, nephew?
Not Scary Farm, 37th Annual Halloween Haunt. You've got tickets Wednesday, October 28th. That's when you'll be there just for calling the Kevin and Bean Show here today. Why don't we, let's talk to Sergio on line 3. I don't know, yesterday for some reason this segment turned into Love Line 2 with everyone calling with their love questions and problems and experiences, but it looks like we're getting in that direction today too.
Hi, Sergio.
What to do, Kevin and Bean?
What to do?
I'm just starting to work right now, and I was thinking about the weekend. I was with my girl at this hotel, and the pool's open 24 hours, so we thought we'd take advantage. We went down, got in the jacuzzi.
Whoa. Can't say that.
Can't really say that. Sorry, you got to be less descriptive when it comes to the sex.
Oh, that's just, okay. Yeah. So
we got it, so she's girl, pleasuring. Okay.
Okay, she wanted to,
Got it?
We got it. Move on.
We know what that is.
She
go ahead.
Submarined you.
All right. So, anyways, I thought that might be kind of dangerous. So, I didn't better do it. But what do you guys think? Any of you have any experience with that?
Wow. That's a long question.
So your question is, she wanted to, as Ralph says, submarine you, and you wanted to know if you should say yes?
It's only dangerous if she tries to take a breath underwater. Other than that, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know how long she can hold her breath to if it's worthwhile, but give it a try.
Yeah,
what's the downside?
I don't think there's any downside to that.
Yeah, the worst thing is she drowns, and then, man, you've got a hell of a story for the rest of your life about how you killed your girlfriend.
Wow.
That's true. You do have that.
That's a hell of a story.
You got an awesome story.
You can tell your grandkids someday.
I didn't know there was a built-in live rim shot going along with Rocktober, by the way.
Hey, you get it all or nothing, man.
Going along with what?
This month. Let's try. Wow, we got some weird calls today.
Oh, yeah, let's go to Diego. How about that? Let's say hi to Diego.
What do you do, nephew? Rocktober, baby! Yeah!
I think he was screaming at me during the entirety of that.
Oh, what? Were you yelling at Bean?
Huh?
Were you yelling at Bean?
Yeah, because he sucks, because he doesn't like Rocktober, man. Oh! What's up with you, dude?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you.
You can't,
everybody doesn't get it. That's all I'm saying.
Best month of the year. Come on, Bean. What's wrong with you, dude?
You know, I've got Halloween spooks in my back pocket, Kevin.
So
every time there's a Rocktober that I don't like, maybe a little Halloween spooks for you. How about that?
Hell no.
Diego speaks for the room.
Do you know how thoroughly Melfon could drown out Halloween spooks?
Oh,
that's
true.
If he really wanted to.
That's a good point.
I've never heard our version of Halloween spooks.
Bring it on.
I didn't know you guys could play any actual songs.
It's
I thought it was just
list.
Noise.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Let's try, we might as well try Jen. She's calling on line 5. Of course, there was a lot of baseball yesterday. I know you guys are excited, but the playoffs have been excellent so far. Hey, Jen.
Good morning. How's it
do? Nephew? It does well.
Night. How's it do?
I'm sorry, what?
Actually, I got a call in the other room. I'm going to have to step out.
All right.
Until 10.
Yesterday at the game, I've got season seats. I usually sell my post-game or I sell my Yankees-Boston seats to pay for the next season.
Right.
Hell no. Yesterday's game stunk until the fifth. The fifth inning, that was a 3-run homer. It was awesome. It was amazing.
Are we talking about Angels here?
We are talking about the damn Anaheim Angels.
All right. Yes. All right. Take it easy.
It was a very impressive win. I mean, anytime you win one against the Red Sox, you got to be happy about that. They're a very, very good team, but Anaheim looked awesome last night. Of course, the Cardinals decided to give their game away to the Dodgers last night. I mean, Kevin, did you hear about this?
I did not.
They were one out away. No one on base. Ninth inning. Horrible. Two outs. Left fielder drops a ball.
Oh.
They were actually booing in Anaheim Stadium when they showed the score, the final score. They've got that whole board. People were booing. It was just like you've gotten... I mean, some people were like, who's fighting? What's going on? And this guy goes, no, look at the scoreboard. He's like screaming and just losing his mind.
Kevin would love it, especially because the ball hit the outfielder in the balls. Kevin.
Yes, it sure did.
Really?
Yeah, it did.
Not like that he hit the ball, but it nailed him in the nads.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So he had a bad night because then, of course, the Dodgers went on to win it as well. So.
Well, and Lackey was a great pitcher. So, I mean, I look forward to all the games that are coming, and the boys just want it.
Here's what I know. I know that it's a good thing if your baseball team is still playing in the month of Rocktober.
All right, we're done now, right? Let's move on and talk about the show.
Oh, it's going to be one of those days, isn't
it? Wow. Wet blanket.
Nothing more fun than when Bean pouts. It's a good time for everybody.
All right, let's talk about the show. It's Friday, and it's the 9th of Rocktober.
Good sesh.
And on the show today.
Put that one in the bank.
We have Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. He's going to be in the studio talking about their show at the Palladium. We have Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage.
Yeah.
We have the Movie Beat, as is it is Friday. Going to talk to Andrew Siciliano about all the sports that are going on.
Yeah.
K-Fed's a slob. Tell you more about that.
And Vinny Vaughn.
And Vince Vaughn. Yes, that's correct. Vinny Vaughn, as Ralph calls him.
From Couples Retreat, which I saw last night, so I'll actually be able to talk to him about it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You're doing that more and more. It's not acceptable.
I know. I'm going to take some time off.
All right. I don't want you to come in next week. You've been working too hard.
Be that way.
So all of that is coming up, and we will do the Showbiz Beat next on the Kevin and Bean. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:51.
Kevin, are you eating this morning? Do I hear food?
Well, I thought I covered it up.
Okay. It's Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I want to give you a heads up if you're the kind of person that wants to get yelled at by a British person. Hell's Kitchen's looking for new people. They're having a casting session. If you're a chef and you'd like to get a big gig and a lot of money at the end of the game show, you can participate. Chef Gordon Ramsay's looking for new chefs for the next season of Hell's Kitchen, or Hell's to the Yeah Kitchen, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
You can get more information at fox.com/Hell's Kitchen, one word, no spaces. Or you can email hellskitchen8. Because it is the 8th season of the popular show, hellskitchen8@gmail.com for more information. You have to be over 21, but if you're so inclined, you can be yelled by him and then get something at the end of it.
I don't watch that show.
Oh, I love that show.
He just yells to yell, or does he actually...
No, he is just a taskmaster when it comes to his kitchen and how he wants it run. So if you're cooking a steak for me and I order it medium and it comes out rare, I don't say, hey, Kevin, I need another steak. Go, you stupid donkey! You just do that. You just yell at that.
Now, I don't watch that show either, but my guess is the only contestants on that show are ones who got rejected by Top Chef, right? I mean, that's the only reason you'd ever go on Hell's Kitchen. It's pretty low rent in comparison, right?
I don't know what you get at the end of Top Chef, whatever that is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
But I know with Hell's Kitchen, you get a gig as a head chef at a high-end 4- or 5-star restaurant. Like this year, if you win, you become the head chef at a restaurant in Whistler, British Columbia, up near Vancouver.
Okay.
There's a 4-star restaurant there that Gordon Ramsay owns. Usually they own his own restaurants. Nice. And he puts you in charge of the kitchen there. That's what you win. As well as, I think they give you like $250,000 or something as prize money. So.
Wow. All right.
It's good stuff. Believe it or not, Christie Brinkley and her ex-husband Peter Cook are at odds with each other. This is not a good divorce. This isn't one of those divorces they say, we're going to remain friends and we still love each other.
Yeah.
Peter Cook, of course, was the architect who was banging that 18-year-old girl who worked for him at his architectural firm. And Christy found out about it, and they had an ugly divorce.
Yeah.
This time, it's over the fact that their son needed a passport to take a class trip to Egypt.
Like to know what school they're going to, by the way, where the class trips are to Egypt.
No kidding.
Today we're going to study the pyramids, kids. We're getting on a plane and going to Egypt. Anyway, she says he wouldn't drive over to her house to pick it up. He says she wouldn't get in her car and drive it over to his house.
Are you kidding?
As a result, their 14-year-old son, Jack, did not get his passport and missed the trip completely. I'm not going. You go. I'm not going.
You bring it here.
Yeah, that sounds like...
Wow.
Douchebaggery at its finest.
I had a field trip to Morocco when I was in school.
What?
I did. Well, I lived in Spain, so it was very close. But, yeah, it was a field trip to Morocco.
Huh. I ain't never been to Spain. But I kind of like the music.
Have you been to Oklahoma?
Nope.
Bristol Palin's baby daddy, Levi Johnston, is apparently working out hard in the gym these days. Levi is going to be posing nude for Playgirl magazine.
Yeah! That still exists?
It does.
And Mike is still excited about it?
Apparently he is. Well, I think the magazine appeals mostly to Mike's people. I don't think a lot of ladies are picking up the Playgirl anymore.
Sure.
But Levi will be appearing nude. I don't know how much money he's getting for it, but if you want to see his Alaskan pipeline, I guess you just pick up an issue of that.
That is that's got to literally be the very, very last stop on the train ride of the 50 Minutes of Fame, right, is Playgirl.
I agree. Because nobody really wants to appear in that magazine. It's right, the lowest exactly. of the low rent.
There's nowhere to go after that, Bristol.
I do this next story at my own risk and making Bean very upset, but it's got to be done. CBS has announced they are remaking a classic TV show. They're going to spruce up and give a fresh coat of paint to a show called Hawaii Five-0.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
For those of you who don't remember the show, it was a cop show, which took place, naturally, in Hawaii, which ran from 1968 to 1980.
Wow.
It was on the air for 12 years.
Yeah.
Wildly popular, and it looks like they're going to reboot it and put it back on CBS.
I probably watch a Hawaii Five-0 episode once or twice a week.
Really?
Bean loves Hawaii Five-0.
I love Hawaii. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. Because I've got, I think they're up to season 6 or 7 on the DVD, so I got a lot to choose from. But man, that's a great show. I mean, don't screw that up, is what I'm saying.
I'm saying it was on from 68 to 80.
Right.
Who's going to know if it's screwed up?
Book them, Dano.
Well, I'm just saying it could be bad, whether you've seen the original show or not. Just don't make it bad.
It's been 29 years since it went off the air.
You're not hearing the point. Don't make a bad show, is what I'm saying.
Speaking of bad shows, Cougar Town with Courtney Cox has been renewed by ABC. They've already picked it up. Yeah.
Really?
We're going to get more Cougar Towns. That's good news. Actually, the good news is that Modern Family on ABC has been picked up as well. So
that is good news.
We get more of those. And sad news, if you're like me and you loved the cop drama Southland over on NBC.
Yes.
Canceled.
Gone.
Canceled. Before it even began its second season, it was going to debut Friday, October the 23rd. But it appears NBC will keep Dateline in that spot for now and probably burn off the episodes at some later date because they already have shot some. So
that's a surprise because that show was critically very well respected.
I loved it. I thought it was great. I thought it was very sort of NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blue-esque, a very gritty sort of realistic cop drama, and I thought it was really well done. But I was alone, apparently, in that. And Adam Clayton of U2 has told the USA Today that he and the rest of the guys in the band are so impressed by the Beatles rock band, they would like to put together U2's rock band.
Well, they certainly have enough songs, don't they?
That's what he said. He said they think it would be great for fans to be able to play along with U2's back catalog. And Adam thinks it would be great that a whole new generation would get some chance to hear their music from the video game. So apparently they're going to try to put that in the works sometime soon.
Hey, they're a classic rock band. I mean, those are the ones that do best in that environment.
I agree. Speaking of classic rock bands, Kiss may have their first number one album ever next week. Billboard.com says pre-sales indicate that the band is on track to top the charts with its new studio release, Sonic Boom.
They never had a number one album.
Never had a number one album.
Huh.
Number one singles.
Yeah.
But never one number one album.
I don't think they've ever had a number one single either.
Really? I thought they had.
Yeah. I don't think they have. And this is what's interesting. Is
sure,
this
Beth
is a
wasn't number one?
No, number three. No. This is a Walmart exclusive.
What was I thinking? Number three.
This new Kiss album is Walmart exclusive, too, which
yes,
you always
say.
I'm just
yes,
saying
it
that's
is.
It's harder to be number one if you're only sold in one location.
But it's Walmart.
Right, okay, if you're going to pick one location to be sold in, that would be the one.
Yeah.
Right.
Industry experts are predicting the album could sell between 160 and 180,000 copies in its debut week. The highest chart position for a Kiss album ever, by the way, was number three with Psycho Circus, which happened in 1998. And more Kiss news, proving there's not enough merchandise ever for Gene Simmons to sign off on. They've just announced M&M Kiss Blend.
Huh?
This is bags of M&M's with the faces of the four members of Kiss printed on them. So you can get Kiss M&M's.
It's pretty strong.
So if you'd like to eat Gene Simmons anytime soon, you can go to... By the way, these are also sold exclusively at Walmart. You can go to Walmart and pick up your Kiss M&M's. Gene Simmons, you have anything to say about eating Gene Simmons?
I do.
Oh, there you are, Gene. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Mr. Gold?
Good. Thank you so much for showing up.
The Kiss M&M's, they're very special. Like you said, they have our face on them, and they also have an added creamer.
All
that,
right.
I did personally.
We don't need the rich, creamy center. Thank you so much.
All right.
Lisa May is so lucky she's not here right now.
That's right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Sharon Osbourne of the Osbournes is 57 Woo! Years old today. Tony Shalhoub. I wish that guy would win a couple Emmys.
I know, that'd be great.
He, of course, the star of Monk. He is 56 years old today. Scott Bakula.
Yeah!
Popular actor. He was in Quantum Leap and Star Trek Enterprise. He's 55 years old today. Actor John O'Hurley, who was in Seinfeld and Dancing with the Stars, he is 55. PJ Harvey, singer and songwriter. She is 40 years old today. Singer Sean Lennon, son of John Lennon, shares his dad's birthday. He's 34 years old today. And Tyler James Williams, the actor from Everybody Hates Chris, he's 17 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. In a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the latest group that has a plan to rewrite the Bible, because that's not very well said. It's not very well known. Why not make some changes now, right?
It does need to be changed and updated.
That's the good thing about the Word of God, is go ahead and just rip it up. All right, so that's coming up in just a few minutes. Mark Hoppus on the show today. Oh, and I don't think we mentioned our friend Olivia Munn is coming back starting next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, too, which is a nice way to head into the weekend.
And Vince Vaughn.
And it's what?
And Vince Vaughn.
Yes, also and Vince Vaughn from Couples Retreat. Speaking of the weekend, nothing better than the NFL Sunday Ticket package on DirecTV and our friend Andrew Siciliano, who, of course, is the host of The Red Zone on DirecTV and, of course, ESPN radio host Andrew Siciliano, joining us on the phone right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Andrew, how are you, man?
Guys, you tell Olivia I said hi, please.
Does she know you?
Not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
Then we will.
but she's on your wish list, huh?
I mean, if she'd like to say hi, it'd be cool. But I mean, who am I to, try to throw any weight around? I apologize.
No worries.
Yeah. Well, how are you,
Andrew? We're doing great. It's always great to talk to you. I was just telling Kevin right as the song was ending, I'm looking at this schedule for the NFL this weekend. What a lot of dog games! I mean, am I lying? I mean, I know that part of it is that we're coming off, Minnesota Green Bay on Monday night, and nothing's going to match the drama of that. But there's a lot of really crappy, who cares games this weekend.
Well, I was trying to do some math last night. There are 32 teams in the NFL. There are 5 unbeaten. There are 6 winless teams. So 11 teams are perfect, one way or the other.
Wow.
Out of 32. Which means you're going to get a lot of dogs. So this week you have Cincinnati, Baltimore. You have New England Patriots. I'm sorry, the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos. That one's cool. There's one team's undefeated, one team's 3-1. It's the new coach against his old mentor.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. And then there's the, Atlanta and San Francisco game. I mean, it's usually in weeks like this, that's when all the unexpected stuff happens. It's just Murphy's Law, I guess. But generally speaking, when you look at the schedule, I'm kind of with you. There are a lot of double-digit favorites this weekend, like the Raiders, a 15-point dog at the Giants. Think about that. They're a 15-point dog, and they don't even know if Eli is going to play. That's how bad the Raiders are.
Wow.
I am interested to see if ever Tony Romo was going to get back on track. It was going to be this weekend against Kansas City. What do you think of the Cowboys? I mean, it's almost at the point where, their season's being written in stone here.
Can we get something out of the way with the Cowboys now? Where were you guys December 28th, 1996? And if you need a reference, Clinton was in office, and we had yet to declare war on the moon.
1996?
Right? December 28th, 1996.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the last time the Cowboys won a playoff game.
Yeah.
All right?
And
they are propped up because they're supposedly America's team, because they sell a lot of jerseys, and Jerry Jones or whomever came up with a great slogan years and years and years and years ago They're just a mediocre football team who happen to play in the biggest stadium on earth and whose quarterback is decent looking and dated Jessica Simpson. Really.
And blows.
Yeah, that, right now, yeah. They're 2-0 against winless teams, and that's it. They're 2-2 overall. I mean, they have a lot of talent, but with Wade Phillips as head coach, they're not going to win anything. Period. End of discussion. My opinion, at least.
I feel like I just got served. I feel like I have just been exposed as a guy who bought into the hype thinking that they are a better team than they are because of all the reasons that Andrew mentioned.
Listen, they have all the talent of the world. They have a quarterback that's never proven anything, though, which is, you know, most quarterbacks in the NFL that have never made the Super Bowl. But with that coach, they're not going to go anywhere. And you have an owner who thinks he's a GM who has put a lot of talent together. But they're just a lot of hype. Well, they're going to win this week. They're Kansas City. They have to win this week.
Yeah, they have to.
3-2. And then, you know, they'll fight for a wild card down the stretch. They're not going to win the division, you know, with the Giants up there because the Giants aren't going to slow down. So the end of the year, it'll be they'll fight for a wild card spot, which means they may have to likely start the playoffs on the road. And then, you know, good luck.
And then they'll lose and move back home.
All right. While we're talking about football with our friend Andrew Siciliano on the Kevin and Bean Show, you were incessantly tweeting yesterday about the debut of something called the UFL. Now, I try to pay attention. But how did another new non-NFL football league come along that I never heard about until yesterday?
All right. The thing showed up, it's called the UFL, the United Football League. I don't think it's going to last long. They have four teams. They wanted to have more. Right now they only have four teams, including one team that calls itself the California something. I don't know. I think they play up north. They had their inaugural game last night in Vegas against the Las Vegas Locos. It was live on the Versus Network, which also carries the NHL.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's more of a reflection on the UFL or the NHL. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they actually have real players. They have put together a decent list of former NFL guys, like J.P. Lossman, the Bills quarterback, who only lost his job last year. J.P. Lossman is the quarterback for one of the teams I was playing last night. There's some decent talent on the field, and if you look at it, and if you try to remove the uniforms, which although it didn't look as bad as those Seattle uniforms 2 weeks ago, it's decent football. But the stadium was empty. Versus had a bigger crew. They had a four-man crew.
Wow.
Than I think we actually had people in the stands.
But every time they come up with one of these new leagues, like the USFL or this or whatever, arena football even, why do they do it when the regular when football's going on? Why don't they do it at a time where people are starved to watch football?
Well, this is a short season. It's going to be over. I mean, if it doesn't fold before that, it's going to be over by Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So, it's a really short season. They're putting them in big cities. They have decent players. Look, these guys, if they could have gotten Michael Vick, I know that sounds absurd, but go back 6 weeks, go back 2 months. If for some reason Vick couldn't get a job, all right, this was a legitimate part of the conversation. Legitimately, in Vick's camp, there were feelers put out. They threw some money around. If they had been able to score Vick, okay, this league would have gotten huge headlines, but they have a lot of good players. I mean, J.P. Lossman is a recognizable name, but I don't know if anyone's going to buy a ticket to see him.
Here's what I know. I know that it's a great time in the economy to start a new football league.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not the NFL.
I mean, market, you know, venture capitalists are just lining up down the street to throw money into something like this. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's just giving your money away.
Seriously, what happened with the moon? I just woke up, if you couldn't tell. Is it still there?
The moon is still there. They have not mounted a military response yet. My fear is that the moon is now going to strike back because the moon's got to be pissed at this point, right?
I would think.
Those of you that don't know, we shot the moon with a rocket today. I don't know exactly why, but
and that's not a euphemism. Kevin's not talking sexy talk here. We literally shot the moon. All right, real quick, Andrew, in our remaining moments, we got to talk about baseball. Yeah. I was thinking the other day how much America will love, and especially the network will love a Dodgers Yankees World Series, which would have all the drama of Joe Torre against his old team. And I mean, they're so excited. But then you know how baseball is; it could end up being Minnesota versus Denver. I mean, who do you like in the postseason with the teams that are left?
Well, if it's Minnesota, Denver, there's Ritual Harry Carey over at Fox. Let's put it that way. I mean,
sure. Yeah, no kidding.
They're going to jump into the ocean. Who do I like? I actually
actually like the Angels a lot, believe it or not. I was not the big Dodger fan. I mean, I'd like to see them win. I want to see them win, but I didn't think the starting pitching was good enough. They somehow survived last night in one of the greatest playoff games I think anyone's ever seen.
I have a highlight at the end of the Dodger game when the when the outfielder, Matt Holliday, didn't exactly catch the ball.
2-2 pitch and a line drive to left field. Matt Holliday coming up. Gets the ball. And Lodi will go to second base. Matt Holliday was there and dropped the ball. And the Dodgers have the tying run in scoring position.
That should have been the end of the game for the Cardinals. They should have won it right there. But in fact, that's what happened. He got hit in the nuts and the Dodgers went on to win.
He got hit in the balls.
Oh, I felt so bad watching that. The 900 times he played. Not because where it hit him, but just because it was such an easy, makeable game is over play.
Yeah.
And you get caught, anyone who's ever played baseball or softball, you get caught right in between where you're going to overhand the ball, and then at the last second, because you're running in, the trajectory has changed, you turn your glove and you try to underhand it at the last second.
And then you catch it with your junk.
Oh, God.
That's
short
rough.
Story, I like the Angels and the Phillies to answer the question.
Angels, Phillies. All
okay.
Right.
You know, it's so funny you say that about the Dodgers because, I mean, most people were picking the Cardinals because they've got those two great starting pitchers. But, man, who would have ever predicted they'd come in and lose them both the way they have? I mean, it is.
The Cardinals have dominated the Dodgers this year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's very, very exciting time right now. I love all that's going on. We don't even have time to talk about hockey and some of the other stuff. But, Andrew, you're doing the ESPN radio show. How's that going for you?
It's going well. That's going well. Red Zone's going well. Everything's going well.
Fantastic.
You're the best, dude. And we're going to hook you up with Olivia. We've just found out this week she's recently single. So maybe we can, you know, get you kids together. I'm serious, yeah.
All right, well, maybe I'll actually, I have nothing to say. I'm speechless. you call me flat-footed.
Thanks for coming on the Kevin Beach Show. We love you, man.
Work on it.
Thank you.
See pics from all the K-Rock shows. Only at krock.com.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter the promo code WOW to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, WOW. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Kevin and Bean
Show. World famous K-Rock, okay?
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:39.
You are listening to the Kevin Bean Show. A lot of great songs coming up, including 1901, the new one from Phoenix in just a few minutes. We got some Incubus on the way and Medicaid, the latest from AFI. I don't know if you've seen this story or not, guys, but they're talking about rewriting the Bible. I mean, I know that the Bible has been translated, you know, hundreds of times, and it is not uncommon for there to be new versions. But this has got a little bit of a different bent to it. I guess the Colbert Report was talking about what they're up to.
Conservapedia, a conservative online reference tool modeled on Wikipedia, which is trying to create a conservative version of the Bible because they say the Bible is full of liberal media bias. And that is so true, folks. After all, the Bible says Jesus fed the poor. It should say he fed the rich and let the loaves and fishes trickle down.
See, because... All right, so he's joking about it, but we're serious, and that's why we've got an actual spokesperson from the Conservative Bible Project on the line with us on the Kevin Bean Show. Michael Wendler joins us now. Hey, Mr. Wendler, thanks for coming on.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. So you're rewriting the Bible. That's my understanding of what you're doing.
Well, we're not rewriting the Bible so much as we are going back to the source that is the Bible, mm-hmm. and stripping away the liberalization, liberal slant that the Bible has acquired over years, and going back to the source and giving people the true word.
Which version are you rewriting?
Well, as I mentioned, we're going back to the original source, so we will be stripping away all of the trappings of the New Testament and the King James Version, and we will be going back to the original version of the Bible as came from the word of Jesus.
Now, how do you find sources for that? I mean, wasn't the Bible written over a period of hundreds of years by lots of different people?
Well, this did take considerable research, and we have been looking at the versions in the original, the Greek and the Hebrew, as well as the English, and we found that translating the Bible over years has created many misunderstandings due to changes in modern language, the liberalization, the playing down of certain aspects of the Bible's true meaning. And so we're going back to that original meaning, and we're going back to the original words and giving them a more specific translation.
Give us an example of the liberalization of the Bible.
Well, I can best explain it to you by reading passages from the Bible that you may be familiar with and showing you the actual meaning behind those passages versus how they have just been repeated over the years and have lost their original intent as was meant by the Word of God.
Okay.
For example, the Lord's Prayer. A lot of people learn that when they're children, but don't know the actual source of it or the actual intent of it.
Mm-hmm.
So in the new, right, correct, conservative Bible version, you will hear, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not allow minorities to move into my neighborhood and drive down property values."
Okay, that can't be what God intended, though.
It's the Bible. It's
that
the
sounds
word of
like
God.
Just
I had nothing to do with it. It's God's word. I wish I could take credit for it, but that's just the way it is.
But that just sounds like you and your white friends trying to get in there what you want, rather than interprereting the word of God.
Well, isn't that a typical media liberal reaction? Isn't that a liberal media spin? I'm sure that you would like that to be the case, but this is the word of God.
All right. Okay.
Let's talk about the Sermon on the Mount, shall we?
Sermon on the Mount, okay.
"The meek shall inherit a massive federal deficit, while the rich white people shall actively keep them in a lower socioeconomic status."
Again, that sounds a little more like you're just trying to put your message out
there. Hey, take it up with God, fella. I got nothing to do with this.
Oh.
As Jesus knelt to aid Mary Magdalene, he said, "Let he who is out without sin cast the first ballot for whatever GOP candidate is in any midterm congressional election," as well as in the 2012 presidential race.
See, GOP didn't even exist back then.
Turns out it did.
But why would Jesus be talking about the presidential election in the 21st century? Why would he care about that?
I don't have an answer for that. I'm just glad he did. I'm just glad he does care.
Wow.
"As Jesus lay on the cross, he turned his eyes toward heaven and asked, 'Senator Arlen Specter, why have thou forsaken the Republican National Committee?'"
That's not what he said at all.
He absolutely said that.
Jesus was talking to his father, asking why he's been forsaken, right?
I don't know what role Arlen Specter played in his fatherhood or not. I'm not sure about that, but I just know that's what Jesus said.
Well,
"Blessed are the loan makers, for they are the ones who shall righteously raise credit card interest rates and service fees, even in the face of catastrophic economic downturns."
Are you getting a lot of support for this new language in your Bible, sir?
Tons. You'd be surprised. Wall Street loves it. People are very pleased.
Yeah.
And they're glad to finally be able to hear the true word of God as opposed to the liberal version that you've been feeding us for all these years. During the Last Supper, Jesus raised his cup in the air and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the Kool-Aid that is given up to you by Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and Fox News. It shall provide for you everlasting misinformation regarding health care reform." And what about that birth certificate, huh? Am I right, people? It sounds like socialism to me. That's what Jesus said.
Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Next hour, Ralph will be here with the Movie Beat, also actor Vince Vaughn, and we'll catch up with K-Fed, plus the beautiful Olivia Munn will be joining us in just a few minutes, too.
Uh-oh. What's going on? What's going on here?
Nothing. Just celebrating the month. That's all. The month of Rocktober.
Welcome to Melfon.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold
on. Hey, if you can't beat him, join him.
We have two new members. One is Chip on the bass.
Yes, rocking that
intern
bass.
Chip. And the other is Bean on the slide whistle.
That's what I got. I brought the slide whistle, right. I couldn't find my theremin yesterday, so I figured the slide whistle's the best I could do.
I don't think it has the same feel, but I think it certainly does take it a different direction. Let's try it one more time. You guys mind?
Okay.
Let's run through it again.
Can we count it off?
Please, yes.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Sweet!
He's in the band.
Oh, my God. Good sesh. Good sesh.
I love Melfon. Melfon's the best.
See? Good sesh. We told you, if you play something, it doesn't matter what it sounds like you're in.
I gotcha.
That's
I love
the key.
It.
Good
right.
sesh.
Can't wait. All right. Time for the showbiz beat now. Behind the drums, here's Ralph Garvin.
Karina Smirnoff, the sexy dancer from Dancing with the Stars, is releasing her diet tips.
Yes.
How does she stay in shape? Well, she says she eats tons of greens, snacks on pineapple if she wants a sweet treat, and eats water-filled foods like watermelon to help fill her up. Oh, that's right. And she also dances 17 hours a day.
There is that.
Screw you!
Come on. That's crazy.
It's like a marathon runner saying, geez, I don't know how I keep my weight down. I just don't understand it. It's just, I can eat how much anything I want.
That is a big part of it, yeah.
Shut up!
She has to burn 10,000 calories by noon, right?
Of course.
I mean, that's just her lifestyle.
Yes. You could eat just nothing but Whitman samplers every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's true. It is
look the same.
It's an important part of that
stupid
equation.
Stupid whore. Hillary Swank's in the news. Apparently, she is learning to fly. She ain't got wings. That's what I've heard.
I don't get that.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry.
She apparently is starring as Amelia Earhart in an upcoming movie, and she was so inspired by the legendary female pilot that she has decided to get her own pilot's license. And hopefully she'll end up just like Amelia Earhart. Oh!
Come
God,
on.
I'm just
Hillary.
Saying.
Hillary's great.
Why would you?
Did she have a statement about her desire to fly?
I can't wait to get up in the sky and see all the clouds, she said. She also did an interview this week where she said she sleeps in the nude.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she stays at her boyfriend's house, who's got a 6-year-old son.
Yeah.
And he just comes into the bedroom, she says, and I'm nude, and he doesn't even think anything about it. I think it's very natural. Yeah, that's at 6. Wait till he's 12. You're walking around the house in the nude. He's pitching a pup tent like a Boy Scout in the Jamboree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Hillary Swank?
I think we do.
Why am I talking like this? I mentioned yesterday, or an hour ago, depending on what clock you're using.
Either way.
Some people are on the Mayan calendar. That's
sure.
why I throw that in.
Sure.
Bristol Palin's baby daddy, Levi Johnston, is working out feverishly because he's getting ready for a nude photo shoot for Playgirl magazine. Well, another celebrity is going to be posing for an adult magazine. Apparently, Playboy is going to have another celebrity in its pages in the November issue. It's going to be Marge Simpson. Marge Simpson will be on the cover and will have a 3-page spread inside Playboy magazine in November.
Is Playboy getting desperate?
Finally, we get to see if she's got blue hair everywhere. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does the carpet match the drapes, Marge?
It doesn't.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That's not appealing.
Why am I talking like this?
That's not what we want.
Apparently, like most celebrity layouts, though, she'll be wearing lingerie and won't be appearing fully nude.
People that do that are weak.
I'd like to see a little yellow. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
not
pink, but yellow.
Yeah, I know
she's
what
yellow.
You mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. She's cartoon
yellow,
character that's
but
yellow.
But she's yellow.
Right.
With blue hair.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's what champions do.
Miley Cyrus has quit Twittering.
Really?
She is giving up her Twitter account. She will no longer tweet. This is the beginning of the end, people. This is the turning point. This is where Twitter becomes a pet rock. This is the beginning of the about face.
Why is she keeping her wonderful, wonderful tweets from us?
She's got 1.1 million followers on the Twitter, Kevin.
Right.
She's abandoning them because her boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, co-star in her new movie, The Last Song, doesn't like Twitter and suggested she dump her account.
Okay.
And she said she's going to do it. He doesn't like Twitter, so I'm not going to be on it either.
All right, I will be Twittering now as Miley Cyrus.
she deleted it. I mean, it's gone. There was quite an uproar yesterday.
Here's Bean with more.
Well, I'm just telling you. You know what I think it was with Miley? The boyfriend thing may have had something to do with it. She really gets affected by things that fans say to her, or so-called fans say to her. I mean, she really gets upset and fights back with people, and I think there was just probably too much drama in her life as a result of the Twitter.
Because she's 16. Of course
right.
she does.
Right, yeah, like every other 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, she takes it personally.
More importantly, how do you know all that?
Bean?
Well, I like to stay current. You guys know that.
Badass.
And Andrew Lloyd Webber in the news. I know it's hard to believe.
Nope.
I know you don't do the Broadway news, but this is a pretty big story. You know, he had one of the biggest Broadway hits of all time called The Phantom of the Opera.
Right.
Even you must have heard of that, Kevin.
I've heard of it, sure.
He is writing a sequel, has written a sequel.
Phantoms?
Called Love Never Dies. And this is the premise, I F you not. Of course, the Phantom lived in the opera house in Paris, right, in the original. He haunted that. He now is moving to New York, and he's going to be hiding out in the Cyclone roller coaster at Coney Island.
Okay.
That's where he's going to be next. The Phantom of the Coney Island. Sneaking in the Nathan's hot dogs late at night, stuffing his face.
Really?
Yeah. That's the new premise. This sounds ill-advised.
It sure does.
Does he have anyone in his life that'll go...
Hey, not so much with the Coney Island after Phantom of the Opera.
He's the Mark Burnett of the play Broadway world.
Yeah.
I could have said that better.
No, it's good. Speaking of the Phantom, the guy who's playing him currently in London says he has a unique take on the Phantom of the Opera. He says he believes the Phantom suffers from Asperger's syndrome.
What?
He said, look, the Phantom has difficulties with communication and social relationships. He's obsessed with the details. That's why he hides away from others on an island and lives in a house with a giant clown on top of it.
Well,
no, wait a minute.
Like
that was
being quote.
Never mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
Asperger's has gotten very hot lately, hasn't it?
It is the in disease.
It has.
And you've got it, my friend.
I want it now.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Sharon Osbourne, one of our favorites around here. She, of course, manager of Ozzy, matriarch of the Osbournes, and judge over on America's Got Talent. She is 57 years old today. She looks pretty good for 57, by the way.
I agree, sure does.
I must say. Tony Shalhoub, talented actor who wins a lot of Emmys for his role on Monk. He is 56 years old today. Scott Bakula from Quantum Leap and Star Trek Enterprise is 55 years old today. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld is 55. He was J.E. Peterman on that show.
Yes.
Remember? Oh, Elaine. P.J. Harvey celebrates her 40th birthday today. Sean Lennon, son of John Lennon, shares his dad's birthday. He is 34. And Zachary Ty Bryan from Home Improvement celebrates his 28th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, Olivia Munn.
Hi, everyone.
How are you?
Are you tweeting yet? I haven't seen you start tweeting yet this morning.
No, I was going to, and I thought it makes too much noise when I type.
You have a noisy typewriter
when
for some reason.
When we're on the radio, when we're live radio, I should actually just pay attention to what I'm doing.
Well, you don't have to go that far.
Olivia, of course, the co-host of the very popular Attack of the Show on G4, airing weeknights at 7 o'clock. Always good to see you. We have an action-packed hour for you because Ralph will be here with the movie beat in just a couple minutes because it is, of course, Friday. And then we'll talk to Vince Vaughn, who I'm sure you have a crush on, as all women
do. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, he's the best.
Ah.
He's the best.
I wonder if he can be my new boyfriend.
And he's one of those guys who's like a man's man. Like, guys love him and want to hang out with him, and girls totally want to be with him.
He's
got the best of both worlds.
Love him. I will totally have sex with him later.
All right. Well, good.
Okay. Great.
Let's make that generous offer
for him.
Awesome.
All right. Let's turn our attention to a story that TMZ.com published a couple of days ago. Look, we don't have a lot of love for Kevin Federline anyway. There's a lot of reasons to hate him.
But fat.
and doesn't understand birth control either.
Fat.
But the news story is that he is being accused, as TMZ puts it, of being a dirty, filthy, chain-smoking home wrecker, and his allegedly trashy lifestyle could cost him more than $100,000. Short version of the story, he rented a house in Tarzana, California. As Kevin pointed out yesterday, if you rent your home to KFED, it's on you if things go bad after that. But he apparently just trashed the place, so let's get KFED on the phone and talk some more about it and find out where he's coming from.
What's up?
Hi, KFED.
What's up, baby doll?
You don't have a maid? You have all Britney's money and you can't get a maid?
Hell no. Nah. Do I look like a chump to you?
Let me run. What do you mean?
Thug life, kid.
Let me run some of the items by you that they found in this house. And you tell us if it's true or not. Gutters full of cigarette butts and empty beer bottles.
Correct.
A broken beer dispenser on a barbecue island.
You got that right.
Permanent spit marks on exterior paint.
What does that mean?
Why are you spitting on the outside of the house?
Because that's what I want to do. If it, you know what I'm saying? It's like I pay the rent every month.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? But you don't own it.
I'll have a loogie on the side of that house if I feel like it.
So
Listen. Don't try to tell me how to live my life.
We're not, but we're saying, why would any human being spit on the outside of the house?
Because sometimes I got a loogie, and I'm outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm perving on the porch with a 40 or something, and it's like, I got something in the back of my thriggity-thriggity throat. It's like, represent. That's splatter art. Jackson Pollock style.
Now, KFED, I totally understand that there. I actually do. But what makes your spit permanent?
I've
never heard of permanent spit.
Because, listen, ho. I got mad tar up in my lungs. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'll be hitting that dank every day. You know what I'm saying? Straight
That's
chronic.
True.
I'm smoking blunt after blunt after blunt. Mm. There's like a good thick 2-inch coat of lung butter up in my alveoli.
Oh,
and every once in a while, I just get one of them. And it doesn't help that I don't brush my teeth. I just smoke Newport.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that makes
attractive.
Sense.
They got dead trees and plants due to failure to water.
You got it.
You have a room that was turned into a studio without the owner's permission.
I had to have my studio.
Broken dishwasher. Dismantled smoke detectors.
Oh, I had to dismantle that. You know what I'm saying?
Master bedroom windows were tinted.
Listen, dog.
Like you do a car.
Hey, man, Tarzana is like a nice neighborhood. It's like a good family environment. You know what I'm saying? I had to cover up them windows. You know what I'm saying? Because they can't be seeing me knocking the boots crazy like I do.
And
you know what I'm saying? It'd be like a porn scene every day. The kids be walking by coming up from school. And there's KFED just destroying another lady.
And one other thing, KFED,
not to skip over that, but what?
Drawings all over the walls on the inside.
That's right.
Why are you drawing on the wall?
Sometimes, dog, I get motivated artistically and I just got to do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a graffiti artist since way back.
I thought it was the kids. No, it's kids.
No, my kids. No, I wouldn't let them write on my wall. Sometimes I just spray paint Chaka just for fun.
You graffiti your own house.
Yeah. I write KFED on the wall, too, just to let people know where I'm coming from.
Or maybe to
them. They ain't confused about who did it.
Yeah.
I don't want them to think that one of my homeboys rolled through and did that. I did it. Look, KFED. KFED.
KFED, look, it sounds like you had a lot of fun living at this rented place, but is it worth $110,661, which is what you're being asked for now?
Hmm. I crap that money. That's nothing, dog. I make cheddar like crazy.
Yeah, Brittany craps that money.
I would like to say you don't have to pay it, so who cares?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know what it's like, dog? Do you know what it's like to sit on your ass, watch Scarface, smoke weed, and get paid? I mean, come
I don't.
On now.
No,
I don't even care. It's like I'm not going to be responsible with my money. I'm not going to save my cash. Screw that.
Life is
for the living. Spend that cheese.
That
all right. I almost hate to ask, KFED, but I know how you are about translating your real life into art. This dispute with your landlord. This isn't going to turn into a song, is it?
No, I was so. What? Turn into a song? I already sent it over to you.
Oh, there's a song on it.
Yes, listen to me. I was infuriated when that dog called me up and tried to tell me how I should take out my trash, how I should live my life, how I shouldn't pay.
But KFED, it's his house.
I don't care. I paid that rent. Don't try to come with me with his oppressive oppressive slave behavior. You know what I'm saying? He's not my master, and I'm not his slave.
You're not a slave.
In
Tarzana.
In that cycle for 400 years.
They don't have slaves in Tarzana.
For 400 years we fought to break.
You're a white guy in the valley.
You're in Tarzana.
Represent. Listen to me. Yeah. All right? To all my brothers and sisters out there, put your hands in the air and listen. This is called Can't Stop Me.
Can't Stop Me. New KFED.
Yo!
KFED don't care what anybody tells him. Nope. I'll make trash and clean up what I want.
Yeah.
I ain't no chump. Check it out. I'll be making lots of trash. And I'll be making plenty more. Sprinkling them cigarettes all over my floor. Hocking big loogies on my wall. And I'll be stacking.
stacking pizza boxes 17 feet tall. Rolling around the pad in a stained white beater. 40-ounce Mickey's Mountain Dew 2-liter. You can call me sloppy, and you can call me messy. My house is so full, you can call me Uncle Jesse. When the trash man comes for my trash can, I flick him off, and he rolls right past, man. Because I ain't no sellout, and I ain't no chump. I be turning my house into a mother dump. Yeah, the landlord is my I wrote a cave out on the walls in boogers. That's booger graffiti, y'all. I'm a slob, I'm sloppy. I don't need no broom, I don't need no mopsy. Cause I live how I want, how I want. I keep my pad how I want cause I'm a gangster. My house smells like chemicals from cooking all the crack. A cleaning lady and she had a heart attack. I just found a sandwich in my couch cushion crack. My white fluffy carpet is all stained black with manure. My house smells like a sewer. This is white trash couture. Property value drops 36 fold. I don't mind moss, mildew or mold. Cause I'm a slob, I'm sloppy. I don't need no broom, I don't need no mopsy. Cause I live how I want. Because I keep it real. K-Fed, and I'm out.
Now do you get the picture?
Yeah, I'm slap.
No one bosses me around.
I'm yeah. Sloppy.
I think I kind of like that.
I think you do.
That may be your first hit.
Recognize.
Kevin and Bean Show, Olivia Munn sitting in from Attack of the Show on G4. Vince
Hello.
Vaughn in moments. It's Friday. That means Ralph is here with the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man. Who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Hey, boys and girls, there's about 7 new movies in Cineplexes this weekend, and we're going to take a look at a couple of them. But before I get to this weekend's movies, I just want to quickly address emails I've been getting from a ton of people about this Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
That's playing in limited release now. People talking about it, hearing the buzz. I'm just here to say I've seen the movie and don't believe the hype.
It's supposed to be the scariest thing ever.
Yeah, I know. It's the scariest movie of all time. It's the scariest movie of the decade. It's okay.
Yeah, I was reading a lot of the ratings. Like, Entertainment Weekly gave it an A-, and everybody was pushing it.
Yeah, I'm...
What was it? What was so bad about it?
I'm confused by that because, first of all, everyone's saying, well, it was only made for $11,000. It was shot in a week, so it's got to be great. It's like, well, I just shot a half an hour of the squirrel out in the parking lot outside the studio. Cost
free.
Me nothing. Where's my Oscar?
Doesn't make it great?
Doesn't make it great. If this was a class project for film school or something, yes, I'd give them an A.
But it looks like it's made with $11,000.
It is. And it's basically about this couple that live in this house that is possessed, and they shoot their own footage of it to prove it.
Right.
You know, it's a mockumentary.
Right.
So what you get basically is a lot of security camera footage of stuff happening, but not really.
So it's supposed to be funny, like a mockumentary funny?
No, it's a fake documentary.
You mean like Blair Witch kind of
thing? Exactly. Yes. And everyone's comparing it to that, and it's not nearly as good as Blair Witch was, in my opinion, which was a sort of a fresh take with interesting camera work and strong performances.
Let me ask you this. If you hadn't been that hyped on it, if you hadn't heard all of this, oh, it's the best, blah, 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 blah. Would you have said it's a good scary movie?
Great question.
It's got a few sort of startling moments in it. It's not even as scary as it is, like, you know, they'll be in the bedroom and they'll hear a noise and they'll get spooked and stuff. It's like, well, that's like a good ghost story, but it's hardly, you know, a great film.
All right.
And the thing is that the two actors who play the husband and boyfriend and girlfriend in the house, they're improvising all their dialogue.
Are they good at improv?
And here's the thing. There's a reason why people write movies.
to
give actors words to say.
Yeah.
So you end up with scenes like, look, can we call that demonologist now? No, this is my house. I'm in control of it. All right, but 3 days from now...
Demonologist?
If we don't take care of this, we're calling that demonologist.
Wait,
actual word from the actual movie.
Okay,
wow.
So people need scripts. How did you get your script to the squirrel? I would like to know that.
That's a good question.
30 minutes. What's going on?
We improvised, actually. Oh. We improvised that. He's excellent. He's different than these actors.
He's very trained.
The scary moments are okay. There's one at the end, especially, where it kind of builds up to its ultimate conclusion, which is a fun, scary moment. But the scenes in between, the half an hour it takes to get there, it's like a community theater version of Poltergeist.
Wow.
It's like watching bad actors put on a play.
So, you know, go with it in mind that maybe it's not the scariest movie of all time.
You should get the script, and you just read little parts from it from the show the next few weeks.
Some of the stuff is mortifying. Like, she has a scene where she's sitting on the couch with her girlfriend over wine, talking about this demon that lives in their house, and he's shooting it in the static two-shot, and they're bad-acting their asses off. And so, I was like, whoa, this is the scary part of that movie, is watching them act.
All right. But at least they're really great bad actors.
That's true. I got that going for them. All right, let's take a look at something that opens up this weekend, shall we? Freestyle is in limited release. This is Corbin Blue's first major theatrical release. Corbin Blue was one of the stars of High School Musical.
Black Efren.
He's the Black Efren.
Oh. That's right.
Yeah. He stars as a determined young motocross rider.
Yes.
Determined to win a spot on the Grand National Racing Team.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so tired of seeing black stereotyped as motocross racers.
This movie has everything.
And determined.
Corbin Blue should have been in Paranormal Activity, quite frankly. Here's a little scene from it, and maybe you'll know why.
Wow, that looks powerful.
Yeah, it is. Can't wait to take it on the track. Go freestyle.
What does that mean? Freestyle.
It's when you're riding for fun. You know, you're not racing. It's when you're just hanging in the air and you're looking down the world and life is good.
Yeah, wow. Life is good.
Wait, was that real?
Okay. Yeah, that's really from freestyle.
Did you dummy that up to make it sound good?
And I'm going
to
go freestyling when you look down and life
is
good.
That?
Wow, your motorcycle looks powerful.
Yeah, wow.
Take it freestyle.
That is spectacular.
Now, that was not improv. That was totally written.
That was written fantastic. By someone. Maybe written isn't always better than improv.
Wow.
There's a documentary coming out this weekend starring and produced by Chris Rock. It's called Good Hair. And Chris explores the wonders of African-American hairstyles in this.
That's what you said yesterday, and I thought you were kidding.
No, it's true.
It's a full movie of that.
It's a full documentary, and apparently it's very funny and very lighthearted, but also gives you a little social, economic background. Excuse me, I hit my hi-hat. about what's going on in the African-American community when it comes to their hair care.
Okay.
Here's some clips from the trailer.
What's your definition of good hair?
Some of that looks relaxed and nice.
If your hair is relaxed, white people are relaxed. If your hair is nappy, they're not happy.
So you're saying your hair is addicted to relaxing?
I am on the creamy crack.
Creamy crack.
So what's in your hair now?
This is a weave.
This is a weave.
Have you ever put your hair through a black woman's hair?
Hell no, not a black woman.
You just don't touch it.
Do not touch my weave.
No.
Does your wife let you touch her hair?
The question is, do I let her touch mine?
Wow.
Sounds funny.
That is funny.
Now, this isn't a sequel to Creamy Crack, is it? I hope it's not, because they should never even try to attempt to do that again.
And if it is, do we have to see Creamy Crack to understand what happens in Good Hair?
No, I think we've got a good grasp of both Creamy Crack and Good Hair at this point.
I don't see myself going to a full movie about hair. Black, white, Asian, doesn't matter.
But it's
hair.
Chris Rock, and
and I love
funny.
Him. I love him.
And do you know anything about how black people take care of their hair?
No.
Well, then maybe
they
iron
it and they put some stuff in it.
Right. That's all we know. And this gets us behind the hair curtain, as it were.
I don't want to get behind the hair curtain.
I rented that the other night, too, by the way.
They play a special on HBO a lot, so you could just watch them there.
It's much better than this movie.
And lastly, I saw this movie last night, Couples Retreat, starring Vince Vaughn, Malin Ackerman, Jon Favreau, Kristen Bell, Kristen Davis. Lots of women named Kristen in this movie. It is about four couples who go to a tropical island resort thinking they're in for a sandals-type vacation, and it ends up being sort of more marriage counseling than it does jet skis. It is very entertaining, very funny. You got Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau together in this scene. It's just magic. Those guys just work off each other so well. Vince and Jon both wrote the script as well. It's directed by Peter Billingsley, who you may remember as Little Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Really?
The little kid?
Is
this his first directorial?
This may be his first feature. I know he's produced some stuff, but this is his first directing job as a feature, and he does a great job with it. It's endlessly entertaining. You got smoking hot chicks in it. It's funny, but it also really kind of touches on some stuff about relationships and friendships, which you don't always get in these movies. Sometimes they're just yuck fests, but they don't really pay any attention to the human relationships. But you get both in this film,
and
that's what makes
it
strong.
Such a great job with the breakup with that. You know, he's so good at capturing all that, the realness, but then also that it's...
he's great.
Yeah. There's tons of one-liners, tons of visual humor, but at the same time, it actually tells a story about real people. So you rarely get that in one of these romantic comedies. And it's a romantic comedy you can go to with your girlfriend or your wife and not hate yourself and want to kill yourself about halfway through.
So this is key, guys.
There is no Sandra Bullock in this. There's no Matthew McConaughey. There's no Sarah Jessica Parker. You are safe.
This is your chance, now that you know it's safe, to go to your girlfriend and wife and say, I want to take you to a movie that I
think
you'll
like. This. Let's go, honey. This is you and me.
And then you get credit for it.
Right. And then, you know, then when you want to go see Good Hair, and she has to go with you.
Is that how it goes in
what
your
if you
world?
You don't want to go to Good Hair. What then?
You go see Freestyle.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking down on the world, and it feels good.
All freestyling. Life is good.
So my pick for the weekend is Couples Retreat. I was going to talk more about it, but I believe we have the star of the film, Vince Vaughn, coming up next.
We do. And
so
I
I'll save a little for that.
I'm promising to sleep with him. It's either me or Olivia.
No,
I can't remember.
I'll rock, paper, scissors you.
Okay.
All right. Ooh. All gonna right. Stomp the yard, decide who gets to go?
Yes, we are.
I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
All week long, we have been offering you here at K-Rock to make you a king for a day. Today, between 5 and 6, when you hear a block of Kings of Leon, you will be caller 20, and you will win a trip instantly to Mexico City to see the Kings of Leon.
So dude, don't sound so excited about it.
That's coming up. What are you talking about? It's a great prize.
Woo! Yeah, you call between 5 and 6.
Kings Leon!
Trip.
It's coming
that's
up this afternoon between 5 and 6 on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 7:42.
Hi, this is Vince
Vaughn.
Hi, this is Vince
Vaughn.
Your money.
When you go up to talk to a man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie. The guy you're not sure whether or not you like him.
We're discussing a brand new way to look at a fraternity.
All you gotta do is say earmuffs to him.
Make it
say,
bitch, whatever you want.
Balls.
Okay, I'm just proving a point. You don't have to celebrate it, Frank.
Wedding season!
We are going to have tons and tons of opportunities to meet gorgeous ladies that are so aroused by the thought of marriage that they'll throw their inhibitions to the wind.
Time to put your mouth where our balls are.
Oh! Yes, Ralph Garman, you were just raving about the Couples Retreat movie. You saw it last night. Were you doing that only because you knew we had Vince Vaughn on the phone coming in a couple of minutes?
Not at all. It is packed with laughs. It is funny. There's a lot of visual humor, a lot of very funny lines. But at the same time, it deals with real relationship issues between men and women and between buddies, between friends. It's a movie that's grounded in reality but is filled with laughs.
Off,
I promise you'll like it.
I asked you. I said, seriously, off air? And you said the exact same thing.
Man, I enjoyed the hell out of this movie.
All right. Hey, Vince. How are you? Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend.
Hey, always great to be with you guys. How have you been?
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, Vince.
We have been great. We're so excited
like
about
getting an introduction and a pass thing from work. Some people get other intros, but I get to hear nice things like time to put your mouth where your balls are.
Yes.
The rated R movie. So that's very exciting to hear.
That's on you, potty mouth.
That's right. We can't make new movies for you, man.
So, Vince, did you say to Favreau, let's write a movie that takes place in Bora Bora and see if we can get Universal to pay us to go there?
That's right. They do it like the old, like, Burt Reynolds style, just start picking locations. So I thought it would be funny to do something. I always heard of these corporate retreats where, you know, they would take the corporation out to some place, and then they would, like, do three-legged races, and somehow sales was supposed to go through the roof.
Right.
But that's kind of funny. Like, what if there was couples and there was a place that is, like, the most exceptional place, like Disneyland for adults? They would go with the ideas that they just get to do the fun stuff, and then, you know, skill building, the physical stuff is not optional, so it's like wax on, wax off. They're feeding sharks, and they're supposed to be working at their relationships. And, you know, Favreau is you know, starting with him, he's so talented. He's gone on to do such great things. It was fun to get a chance to go back and with him do something like this. And, you know, for us starting with Swingers and, you know, whether it's Dodgeball, Wedding Crashers, I've always made movies for regular folks. I know you guys know the difference. And I really, this one here turned out just to be so funny, and audiences really like it. It's fun to take relatable subjects and then just, you know, find really funny circumstances for them.
Look, I'm just happy that Favreau will still talk to you now that he's got the Iron Man money, you know? I mean, I figured he would be, he started weeding his Rolodex out a little bit.
Independent Iron Man movie, that's right. From a place from the heart, he makes a full Iron Man movie.
That's right. You know, Vince, it's nice for a romantic comedy to be out there that I want to go to with my wife as opposed to her dragging me to it.
Yeah, that's good. You know, the good thing about it is it's like, it's funny, but it's not like a movie where the guys have to, like, you know, there's no, like, 80s montage where someone sits and watches someone change clothes at a mall or anything like that. And I think, you know, it has a positive feeling at the end. It doesn't really It's not one of those things where the guys are going to have to take out the trash when they get home, which is nice.
Yeah, exactly. Now, can you imagine, and I don't know what the inspiration was when you guys sat down to write this thing, but can you imagine being in this kind of marriage counseling where they make you play those silly games and do those dumb things to learn?
If he has
that. Sort of what made me laugh was thinking like Favreau doing that stuff. And he came up with some of the, you know, funnier stuff. I give away too much, but there's a scene where they say, take off your mask, where you have to stand, you know, like down in your underwear staring at your partner saying things that come to your mind. So yeah. It was just kind of funny. Faison Love, who was in Maid and Bateman. It was funny for me to think of those guys in those circumstances.
That's how you write it, is you think of the other person doing the funny stuff?
Well, Favreau did a first pass at the movie, and we just sort of thought of you know, different ideas that we thought would be funny situations. And then, yeah, I mean, even when we would work on Maid and stuff, we would always... I'd work from the place of how do I make my friends laugh, whether it was Old School, that's what we did on the set, or Wedding Crashers with Owen. You always go, you know, what you try to make the people laugh and enjoy it yourself.
Plus that scene, Vince, has Malin Ackerman, Kristen Bell, and Kristen Davis taking their clothes off on a beach.
Well, you know, the ladies, you know, they kind of stayed the way they were. The guys, we kind of, for our craft, blew up. We ate a little bit of food.
Just sure.
Looked more suburban dad. We really were servants to our craft on this one.
You method actors.
Hey, Vince, this is Olivia. Would you ever go to a couples retreat now that you've done the movie? Like, personally, in your own life?
You know, I would go to a place to jet ski and maybe lay by a pool and have a beer. That would be nice.
Right.
That's not it.
This does seem like torture for any
guy.
To go to a place like this where they are forced,
especially because they're not expecting it. They go expecting jet skis.
Yeah, they say you want to go lock yourself up for 7 days and really dial into the issues. It's like, geez. You want the relationship to end today?
Time for yoga.
Yeah. Could you imagine being somewhere really at a couple's retreat and Vince Vaughn walks in?
Yeah, that'd be...
You'd lose your wife, that's for sure.
That would be... The group, let's get to the bottom of this.
That'd be best case scenario, but in most cases you'd say it would be horrible.
Vince, strip off your mask.
We are talking to Vince Vaughn on the phone about Couples Retreat, the movie that opens up today, and I'm so glad we have you on the phone right now, Vince, because Ralph was telling a story a couple of days ago in his Showbiz Report, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I had to ask, that you are practically a technophobe here in the 21st century. This article that we read said that you forget tweeting. You don't even have a cell phone. Is that true?
Well, I've never owned a cell phone. It's not like I'm an occult that's afraid of technology.
Right.
It's not like if someone invented fire in the village, I tried to burn it at the stake and say that they were witchery.
You're not Amish, are you?
I would always lose my cell phone. And I never like it because I feel like I don't really necessarily, you never really talk or hang with the people that you're out with because you're constantly on it.
Mm-hmm.
My business, you always have like your agents calling you, and they're not the funnest people to talk to all the time.
Right.
So, I just sort of got by without it. I'll use them a lot, but I'm like a friend in need is a pest. I'll borrow them from my friends. Can I use your phone? And they're always like, oh, I thought Mr. Cool doesn't believe
it. In the meantime, you're still rocking the pager. You're like, I won't do a cell phone, but I'll rock the
my
pager.
My pager's blowing up. I got to go. guys, you don't understand. My pager's blowing up. I have to
He's looking for a phone booth everywhere.
As the phone booth goes extinct, Vaughn breaks out in sweat.
Yeah. I would just love to see Vince with the chain. The pager with the chain.
No, sure.
I got the pager with the chain. I buy and sell gold. What do you need?
I have a clip from Couples Retreat. It's you and Jon Favreau. You guys have quite a chemistry, and this is where you're telling him that you got bit by a shark.
Technically, I was bit by a shark.
It looks like you scraped yourself on the ladder, maybe, on the way out.
I don't know how to explain it to you. Maybe I have tough skin. Perhaps lemon sharks don't leave it that bad of a mark. Maybe they're pack animals, and they're marking me for later. I don't know.
Dave, I was in a car accident once, okay? And it was really scary. I had nightmares. But
I've been in a car accident, too. Have you ever been bit by a shark?
I was never bit by a shark. I'm just saying that I understand.
Say it again.
I was in a car accident.
No, say the last part.
I was never bit by a shark.
That's it. And you shouldn't talk about it.
I don't know how you guys ever get through the scenes that you do together without cracking up.
He makes me laugh so much, Fabs. So many times he makes me crack up. And there's a John Michael Higgins is in the movie, Christopher Guest movies, and he plays, when we do have to sit and talk to the therapist for this couple scenes with Paul and Ackerman, he plays the therapist, and he on a couple occasions just had us dying. He's hilarious.
That's my favorite part on the breakup. I love the, you know, with you and John in the bar, and just like watching you guys go through the process of the improvising it and coming up with all the stuff. That's like my favorite thing ever on your movies.
Yeah, whenever I work with Fabs, like on the breakup, we just set two cameras up, so we each would sit down, and then so we would have matching footage, so you could sort of do what you wanted. And we did that scene, I think maybe three or four times, each time completely different. And the one that we went with, of course, was was I'm going to put a hit out on the guy for you.
I love that one.
There's a scene. There's a scene.
I don't want you to put a hit out on the guy for me. Say it louder.
Yeah, say it louder. No. Yeah. You know what? Make a couple calls when you get home. Make a couple calls.
Start calling people around 10 o'clock. Yeah.
I love it.
There's a scene in this film, Vince, with you and John in the snow sauna, which I think will take a place in people's heart along those lines as well.
Snow sauna?
Yeah, Favreau. We put the two cameras up in the snow sauna as well.
Sounds sexy.
It's very sexy. For me, it was really an excuse. Fab just looks great. He's been working out. And I said, I got to see this guy with the shirt off at this point. Let's parade him around in the sauna. Let's get him in a yoga class. It was really just a celebration of his gorgeous torso.
It is an unbelievable cast. Our friend Vince Vaughn and John Favreau, Jason Bateman, Malin Ackerman, Kristen Davis, Faison Love, Kristen Bell. They're all in Couples Retreat. It opens everywhere today. It looks great. It is definitely the pick of the weekend. Vince, we love you, man. It's always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I've always been such a big fan of the show. It's so great to get a chance to talk to you guys again.
Thank you, man. Talk to you soon.
I love you, Vince.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the 1st of Rocktober.
Sweet.
Well, I guess it's really more the ninth than it is the first, but Mark Hoppus from Blink-182, our guest in the next hour here at the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla with the Week in Rage in the final hour. Right now, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. Olivia Munn co-hosting with
everyone.
Us, and Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat.
Maybe Trouble in Paradise for Jennifer Love Hewitt and Jamie Kennedy. Star Magazine says they're having trouble.
Uh-oh.
Rumors are swirling. You know how painful that can be when your rumors start swirling.
Don't want that.
Jamie cheated on Jennifer. Who is Jamie Kennedy getting that's better than Jennifer Love Hewitt, by
that's
the way?
No kidding.
He's trying to say that his assistant is making up these lies, just so you know.
Oh, that's his defense?
He said my assistant is making up lies. He's jealous. He said he's jealous.
His assistant is a guy and he's jealous?
Yes.
I see.
Hmm.
Or maybe his assistant's in love with him.
Could be.
Anyway, Jennifer apparently is heartbroken and has stopped eating, and friends saying is losing too much weight.
Nope.
To which I say, we'll be the judge of that, thank you. Just keep on that diet. We'll let you know when you get there.
We'll let you know when you get close.
That's all I'm saying.
That's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Speaking of diets, Khloe Kardashian on the cover of Life and Style magazine screaming, don't call me fat.
Well, you are fat.
She's lost 25 pounds,
still
Olivia.
Still fat.
But what was her starting weight? That's important as well.
270.
Okay, so still fat.
She says everyone criticizes her weight, but she doesn't care because she's strong-willed and secure with herself. Right. That's why she's on the cover of a magazine with the headline, Don't Call Me Fat.
Yeah.
Fatty.
Can we call her ugly?
In her defense, she's 14 hands tall.
That's true. She is. She says her biggest critics are Janice Dickinson, the woman who invented the phrase supermodel.
Right.
Just ask her. She said that Khloe looks like a heifer. And Spencer Pratt recently said in an interview that Khloe should start working out to Heidi Montag's exercise videos. Is that true? Is that what you said about her?
Most definitely. She's a beast, and she needs to do something about it very quickly before she's executed.
They execute the fat. I hate to agree with Spencer on anything, though. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I don't think it's Heidi Montag workout tape. It's Heidi Montag plastic surgeon.
Yeah, that helps
Same
too.
Thing.
Could be too.
Yeah. Overweight people have it hard enough being disgusting without you making fun of them.
That's true.
Yeah, you know, Khloe can lose much weight as she wants. She still looks like Khloe. You know what I'm saying? Here's some chocolate fat too.
And it doesn't do her any favors that Kim is so unbelievably scorching hot. And she's always in pictures with her. Yeah, and Courtney is too. Right. And she's always getting her picture taken with them. And just by she needs to start hanging out with uglier chicks.
Right.
That's a good idea.
All of my friends are extremely unattractive.
That's how
smart
you do it.
Girl.
Unattractive and fat.
How charming and chubby.
One of the entertainment shows did an impromptu interview on a red carpet with Khloe where they were quizzing her about how much she knew about her husband. Which was fascinating because they've only known each other like 3 weeks or something, right?
That's clever.
Like she didn't know what college he went to. I mean, there's this whole list of things. She had no idea because it just never come up.
I thought I read somewhere that it's just a celebration. It wasn't actually
they didn't really get married. It's not legally binding.
No. So that's not. Why did everyone care?
Because they haven't had the prenup done yet. After they get the prenup done, supposedly they're going to go back and get it legalized. Oh,
she sounds fat.
And lastly, Lindsay Lohan is in the news. She is not the only fashionista in her family. The New York Post says that her mom, Dina Lohan, has now worked out a deal for herself where she will be designing a new line of shoe wear, footwear, I guess.
Dina.
Dina is in the mix. She will be the spokesmodel.
Dina.
And designer for a line called Shuhan.
This is Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Oh, like Lindsay, like Dina Lohan, Shuhan.
Shuhan.
Lohan, Shuhan.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Shoe. I'm going to buy those right now.
You can go to lovemyshoes.com, Olivia, if you'd like to pick out a pair for yourself. That's where they'll be sold.
Well, I thought it should be like, you know, give more money to lindsayscrackhabit.com.
It could be, too.
You can go to I'm a mother of a celebrity, but I'm desperately, desperately in need of the spotlight myself.com, and you can find Lindsay's shoes there.
It's a really long URL.
It is, really. No spaces either. Make sure when you type that in. Today's celebrity birthdays, Sharon Osbourne. Manager of Ozzy, matriarch of the Osbourne family, a judge on AGT, as we call it in the business.
AGT, we call it. America's Got Talent?
That's right.
Don't have time for that?
Nope.
All right.
She's 57 years old. Tony Shalhoub of Monk is 56. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld and Dancing with the Stars. Also, he was in Spamalot, played King Arthur in Spamalot. Very funny. 55 years old today. PJ Harvey is 40. Sean Lennon shares a birthday with his dad. Of course, was John Lennon the Beatle. Sean Lennon is 34 years old today. John's not getting any older.
He's not. He's
no. And and Steve Burns. Remember Blue's Clues? Remember Steve from Blue's Clues?
The guy?
Just barely.
The scary guy in the striped shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Not Kevin. The other scary guy in the striped shirt. Yeah, he's 36 years old today. He left Blue's Clues to go on to bigger and better things.
He was an actor who always tried to like make it, and then he got into Blue's Clues, and he could never do anything else. But he had so much money from that.
Yeah.
What is he doing now?
He is giving out the horsey sauce at Arby's on Sunset, I think. You can find him in there.
He's
still wearing the rugby shirt, looking for an invisible dog. It's a little sad, quite frankly. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hi, my name's Mark, and I am the bassist and one of the vocalists in the band, Blink-182. Yeah, my girlfriend.
I got one piercing on my knee plate. It hurt like crazy, and I cried when it happened. It's happened once again. I'll turn to a friend. I'm feeling that female
sure. Falling in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what, and I told her that I didn't know. I love kids. Kids love music, so I love kids' music. I mean, it's basic math. With the knick-knack, batter-whack, give a it's all and rolling.
I guess we can't have nice things. Hey, Mark Hoppus, how are you, man?
Hi.
Hi, Mark Hoppus.
Wow, what a walk through the history of me, huh?
That was one of the funniest videos I've ever seen, is those kids running from the room crying and you destroying your guitar in front of them.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was awesome.
Last time we had you in, I was with the guys, and you were getting ready to embark on this huge 50-something night tour.
Right.
And you put a lot of miles on yourself since the last time we saw you. You've been across this country and back since the last time we had you on.
We actually just figured it out. We've driven the equivalent of driving around the equator of the whole planet.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
On this one tour.
I don't know.
Our carbon footprint is Goliath, yeah.
Is all,
well,
right.
Unless you're doing everything green and super low, chill, like just
everything.
Everything. Just the three of you in a Prius?
Yeah, the three of us in a Prius.
Sure.
And one semi-truck that has biodiesel and runs on the tears of baby seals.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to bring up two things that from the last time you guys were in.
Right.
One is, we had listeners call in and try to name your tour, and a guy called in and said two tickets to Boneville.
No, one-way ticket to Boneville.
One-way ticket to Boneville.
One-way ticket to Boneville.
That was the one, honestly, that came the closest to actually being the tour name.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that actual tour name right now?
Blink-182.
That's not as good.
On
Twitter. Oh, Mark. You're a disappointing human. No, come on.
You passed on one ticket to Boneville for that?
Yeah, well, we just couldn't get it together by the time that we came around to it. All the
get
tickets
it together. It's done.
I know.
It's just done.
That's what I'm saying.
That was a gift. That was a gift to you.
Yeah. All right. What was the second thing, Kevin?
The other thing was, one of you said you weren't going to play Europe until they started brushing their teeth. I can't remember which one that was. And you're just going to tour the United States, but then when they start brushing their teeth in other countries, you'll go there.
What kind of girls have you hooked up with in these countries where you're like, I'm not going back until they clean up?
None.
Okay. Oh.
All right.
I get the impression from the reports from the road, from your website and from tweets and everything I've heard, that this has been the most fun and best received Blink-182 tour ever.
It absolutely has. It's been
every night. It sounds like you guys are saying it's the best show you've ever done and the best crowd you've ever had.
That's how it feels. Honestly, it's been an amazing tour, and we're almost done with it. We have three more shows, but It's been the most fun and the most well-received tour by far. It's been amazing. It's been a great summer.
What's the worst? Do you have a worst night where you go, wow, that day and whatever was just nightmarish? Or,
not even at
not
all.
Really.
Even one of the harder shows, like in Hershey, Pennsylvania, it started raining and pouring so bad that people were having to wait 5 hours in pouring rain.
Oh.
It destroyed half of our lighting system. We had to take down everything. We were playing literally under 3 working lights on stage, down from like literally 90 different moving lights and strobes and this LED backdrop and everything else, and we literally played under 3 work lights in the rain, and it was one of the most fun shows.
That's why fans love you guys so much, because it really is like they're in line for 5 hours. We're going to do like, oh, so I'm not going to play our songs, and it's like, you know, you're there and you're doing it for them.
Just
that's
the
amazing.
Yeah, yeah, totally. That's why we're awesome.
Yeah, that
you
is
are
why you're
awesome.
That's one of the reasons.
You definitely, awesome. You definitely hit some tough weather in Florida and Texas and places like that. That's for sure. But man, your fans, they just love you so much. I mean, there has to have been some trepidation when you decided to get back together after 4.5 years. And this must have just blown away all your expectations when you went out there and actually saw it on the road.
Oh, by far. I mean, when we first put the tour up for sale, we were hoping that we could sell any tickets at all. And our agent was having ulcers and couldn't sleep. And
just because of the fear that you might not.
Yeah, just because, you know, we didn't know what people, how they would react to Blink getting back together and going back out on tour, and somehow it's the best thing that's ever happened to our band. We're going to do it again.
They're going to take another four and a half years.
Okay. Come back and play stadiums.
Tell me about shaving Pete Wentz's head on stage at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, man. So it was the last day that Fall Out Boy was on the tour, and Pete had this idea. He said, I'm going to cut my hair after this tour. Do you want to cut my hair on stage? And I said, well, I'll shave it. And he said, okay, cool. And so during their last song, I shaved his head, and I turned around, and I took out the clippers, and Pete said, you know, this is the death of the emo haircut. Mark Hoppus is going to shave my head. And there was this girl in the front row that just teared up immediately and was screaming at me, no, don't do it.
And, was it a good cut?
Yeah, it was a great cut. Kid looks great, and I've gotten more hate mail and tweets in the past 2 weeks than
excellent.
My whole life.
For the record, I believe the emo haircut died long before you shaved his head.
That's correct.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Thank you.
Just put an exclamation on it.
So these last three events, these last three dates, that's it, right? That's it for the current tour. We're almost done.
Yeah, that's it, and then we're going to head back in the studio.
You are.
Oh, okay. That's good news. Wow. All right. Give people the rundown. So what happens the next few days? You start at 5 o'clock this afternoon at the California Science Center. That's the Surfrider Foundation event, right?
That's correct. I'm hosting the 25th anniversary gala of the Surfrider Foundation tonight.
It means fancier.
Yeah, we call it gala, but if you want to call it gala.
Gala?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fancier term.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I host that tonight, and that's going to be awesome, and Camp Freddy's playing, and Incubus is getting an award, and Pearl Jam's getting an award, and I'm going to bring that event to its knees for
Excellent.
Sure.
Good.
And then tomorrow night we play the Palladium here in Los Angeles, and I think we're going to give away a pair of tickets for that.
We are. As a matter of fact, let me just interrupt you there and say that we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that show. It's sold out, but if you can stump Mark with trivia about his own band, Blink 182.
Oh, interesting.
If you have details that you can ask him about that he doesn't know, we'll put you in a drawing, and then we'll come up with a pair of tickets.
You could probably stump me with who are the other two members of Blink.
Mark, why are you playing the Palladium when you can obviously, you know, sell out Madison Square Garden? What's up?
We just thought it would be fun, you know? It's a small room that I grew up going to shows there. I've seen Nirvana, Dinosaur Jr., Jesus Jones, remember them?
Wow, sure, sure.
I've seen so many shows there. Bad Religion.
I saw Nine Inch Nails there. That was a great show.
Oh, I think I did too.
Yeah.
But it's just like a fun venue to play, and they redid it, and we wanted to come back and play like a really small room just for fun.
So that's tomorrow night, and then Monday you'll be in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara Bowl, and then as you said, that's the end of the tour as you had planned it.
Yes.
Okay. Good times. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got much more we got to talk about with our friend Mark Hoppus, including we have heard rumors that you want to sit in with our band Melfond, and I'm afraid you don't have the chops.
Well, I thought it was Melfond. Yeah. I thought it was Melfond.
Melfond is much better. Well,
Melfond.
I like that, actually.
Unfortunately, that's not true. So
we will discuss that. And as Kevin said, we are continuing to take your calls. If you think you can stump Mark with trivia about Blink 182, you might get a chance to win tickets to see them this weekend. So you can call now, 1-800-520-1067. A quick break, and we'll return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our guest in studio right now, our friend Mark Hoppus from Blink 182. They're going to be playing the Palladium, sold out tomorrow night in Hollywood. Special guests include Mickey Avalon and the Aquabats. That is a hell of a show, by the way, Mark.
Well
done. And we want to give away some tickets right now, 1-800-520-1067. You know more about his band than he does? Call now. You can stump Mark.
Stump Mark! You've got to! You've got to!
to say that I'm sorry, Mark. That's so rude. How could we play a song that's so much clearly better than anything Blink-182 has ever
that's
done?
True. That's a good point.
That's
embarrassing.
Rude.
See?
That's
see
so rude.
There.
All right. We have just one pair of tickets because obviously the thing is way, way, way sold out. So we're going to have to do a drawing. If you're able to stump Mark, you will go into a drawing. And can someone keep track of that?
Yes.
And then we'll find out who wins the tickets. 1-800-520-1067. And you have to know the answer, too. So let's start with Fred. He's on line 3 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Fred. Thanks for calling in. You ready to stump Mark?
Oh, definitely.
Stump Mark!
What's your question?
Hey, Mark, quick question for you. When you guys did your party kickoff tour, what was the name of the mariachi band that played your hits, like All the Small Things?
Mariachi band? That's not really about Blink, but...
No, that's actually a good question. Yeah, we threw this party, and there was a mariachi band that came in, and they played songs. And I think they were called the Gregorian Monks.
No.
What was it? No. How about that? What were they called?
Voz de America.
I think you're right.
Okay, you stumped Mark.
Let's say sound. Wow, you're good.
Nicely done. Hold on.
All right, let's try.
Mark,
can I
take it seriously?
No, I am taking it seriously.
You need to take it more seriously.
I'm sorry,
David. Line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on with Mark Hoppus. Stump Mark.
Stump Mark.
Oh, that's gonna be in my head all day.
All right, David, go ahead.
I had a better question, but they wouldn't let me ask you that because I was totally gonna.
Well, then don't ask it. Ask the one, the other one.
All right, Mark. What Blink 182 song is my favorite?
Okay, well, that is not the question. Okay, that is not the question.
You did not prepare a good second follow-up question.
Let him answer.
Whoa,
he got it.
Oh, he was not able to stump Mark. How
I
about
am that good.
Wow, how did you know?
That's unbelievable.
You know what? It sounded like he was an old school fan.
All right.
Okay. Sounded like he knew what he was talking about, and so I went with an old school one.
Let's go to Frankie. Hi, Frankie.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome to
Stump Mark.
What's your question?
My question was on the current tour.
Yeah.
And on September 14th, what show or what city did you play?
September 14th on the current tour, I believe.
Can I just say, Mark, I think that you have lovely lips.
Oh, thank
They're
you.
They're just beautiful and supple.
What's happening right now?
I'm just stalling.
She's stalling. She's stalling.
All right, that's a terrible question, but let's see if Mark can pull it out.
Oh, I remember now. That was a show that was near my old hometown. It was in Bakersfield.
Bakersfield.
Yeah, we played a wrestling arena, actually, and it was a lot of fun.
Is that correct, Frankie?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, it is. Yeah. All right.
Well
You're
done.
You're good, Mark.
Well
Gosh.
Done.
Thank
All right,
God for
so
BlackBerry.
So far, Fred is the only one in the drawing. How about that? Let's try Vanessa. She's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're trying to get some tickets for the Palladium Show in Hollywood for Blink 182 tomorrow night. Vanessa, you're on with Mark Hoppus. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So my question is, for the Enema of the State CD,
mm-hmm.
you guys had a thank you section. What famous celebrity did you guys think that is no longer living?
Dead celebrity that you thanked.
In the liner notes of the Enema of the State album.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, the thank you section.
Yeah, the Michael... Michael Jackson?
Yes, it is Michael Jackson.
Oh,
look at
that. Not a lot of stumping
good.
Going on. Nicely done.
He's really good. All right, let's try...
So smart.
I think
so smart.
You're so smart about yourself.
Yeah.
Fred is probably going to be too easy on line 3, but let's give him a shot. Fred, did we just lose him?
No,
lost
Fred on line 3.
Fred is the first one that qualified.
Yeah.
They had a different question up. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, let's try Brandy then. I'm
Welcome to the stage, Brandy.
Hi, Brandy.
Hi. Oh.
Welcome to
Stump Mark.
What's your question?
That's probably the best song ever. I'm not gonna lie.
Blake needs to cover that on stage tomorrow night.
I know.
All right, what's your
Welcome
question, Brandy?
Welcome to the one-way ticket to Boneville tour. Stump Mark.
What's your question?
Question, please.
Okay, my question is, back when Travis Barker was in the Aquabats, what was his stage name?
Oh, Baron Von Tito.
Yeah, that was too easy.
And it's funny because Mark actually does like a 2-snap thing after he answered that one.
That's true, yeah.
Well, I think we're out of time, and I think Fred's the only one who was able to stump Mark. He sounds like a winner to me.
Nice work, Fred. I hope you enjoy the show.
Fred?
Oh, unbelievable.
Enjoy the show tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Nicely done. Pearl Jam on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:39.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Our friend Mark Pappas is here from the band Blink 182. By the way, you can...
What? I like it when you call me Big Pappas.
You can hang with Mark and his big-time celebrity friends at the Surfrider event going on starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. If you're in Southern California, the California Science Center, L.A., is where it's going to be. You can go to surfrider.org to get information about that. Now, will the guys from Incubus and Pearl Jam and everything, will they be there this afternoon, tonight, Mark?
I believe so, yeah. I believe yes, they will.
That's the plan.
They will. They're at my beck and call.
Sure they are.
We say that they get to go. They can hang out with you guys. Or do they get a wristband with a good amount of feet between you and you get to wave at them?
Well, contractually, they're not even allowed to look me in the eye.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. That's fantastic.
That's not
true. Me hanging out. It's really informal, and it's going to be really fun, and everyone's just kind of hanging out and having a good time, and Camp Freddy's going to play. And
are you going to jump in with Camp Freddy?
I have not been invited to. Maybe. Well, maybe
that doesn't seem to slow you down and trying to crash everybody else's bands here today, because I see an eye in the bass over there for Melfon.
I'm going to play with as many different bands as possible. I'm going to be like Travis today.
We decided that since classic rock radio stations are so obsessed with Rocktober, they can't get over the fact that if you put an R at the beginning of October, it says rock. They can't get over that. So we decided to put together a band, so every time we say Rocktober, then we've got some kind of a musical stab.
Right.
Like this, 9th of Rocktober.
Melfon!
Do we have a harmonica in the mix now?
Yeah. We got Olivia Munn on the mouth organ.
On the ones and twos?
Of course Olivia Munn's on the mouth organ.
Bean on the slide whistle. I'm playing the cowbell. Ralph's on the drums. Mike's on the lead guitar.
And I'm blowing.
And you're blowing.
Do we have the bass set up for Mr. Hoppus?
I think we do.
Could we hear a little bit of just Mark, please?
There's no pick.
Oh, this would be like an audition for you. We don't know if you actually belong in the group yet.
Oh,
we're not sure you can hang.
He's got the chops.
Right.
Oh, he doesn't even know how to hold it.
With the high quality.
Awkward.
There's so many knobs on this thing. There you go. What do you want from me, guy?
We want your best.
Well, it's all just, you know, you got to make it up as you go, man. So let's.
I want to hear how you feel the music. I want to see what comes out of you when you're playing from the heart.
It's classic rock, right?
Every rose on this thorn, just like every night has its dawn. And just like every cowboy. Every rose has its thorn.
Thank you, good night.
All right.
Woo! How about that?
Is that was great. Rock enough?
All right, that was good.
That was fantastic.
Good set.
All right.
Good set, everybody.
Shall we try another jam in Rocktober now that we got the bass in? And I'd like to get a little bit more guitar, too. I'm not hearing enough of Psycho Mike's guitar today for some reason.
Yeah, turn up over there, Mike.
Can you go to 11 over there, Mike?
I mean, it's Friday, man. Let's burn this mother down.
Let's have Mark lead another song. He knows the classic rock.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Classic rock. Remember, it's 7-8 time. Well, how about this?
Good, because I didn't know how to work a cowbell into that last one.
Ooh, Barney Miller.
Come on.
If I could play Sanford and Son, I would right now.
Do you have any Bone Thugs and Harmony?
I don't.
It's not really Rocktober.
I was thinking all classic rock.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go with the oldies but the goodies.
I go Night Court.
Night Court.
Night Court.
Why do you know how to play Night Court?
Yes!
TV's greatest theme songs.
Join in.
Mark, what kind of songs do you guys, when you do the sound checks at the venues before the Blink shows, what kind of songs do you guys play?
We'll play like Descendants songs, or Travis and I will play TV theme songs. And then we'll try a couple of ours.
A few of yours?
A couple of
my
ours,
my favorite
yeah.
is Growing Pains theme song.
How's that go?
Show me that smile, Luke. Show me that smile.
Keep
Don't
going.
Waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near. We're nowhere.
Okay, yeah.
The
that's
best
right.
is ready to begin.
Is that the
begin.
One with Pain in the Painting?
It's when they go to the pictures
oh, no,
of young,
family,
older,
I'm thinking Family Ties.
Look, we'll play one of yours if you want. We're versatile. We can do anything you want. I mean, if you want to just start, get into a song, we'll play it with you. All I'm saying. Whatever you want.
How badly do we want to embarrass ourselves?
You're just joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Melfon is jamming a little bit with Mark Hoppus from Blink 182.
This is the most I've done before 9 a.m. in like the past 5 years,
about,
by the way.
How about play that funky music, White Boy? How about that?
I have no idea how to play that one.
A good bass line. Bow, 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 that one.
Oh, I know another one.
All right, another, I got the another one.
I know the Monsters theme
Monster
song.
Monsters theme.
How's that?
Very good.
That was tragic is what that was.
No, listen.
I gotta tell you.
Belfon is based on freeform playing. Like, we never decide what song we're going to play.
That's because
Rob
we're not musicians.
Click, 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 and then boom, we explode into musical genius.
We're like a rock jazz
fusion.
Yeah. Mark, get it together.
You always make up lyrics, too?
Ralph, count us in.
All right, this
Mark
is for Surf
Rider. Mark Thomas with Blink-182 is just messing it up.
Sorry.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. You gotta save the ocean. You gotta save the ocean. We're gonna have a party just to save the ocean. You gotta save the ocean, too.
How's that?
Yes. We're best ever.
You can get that on our next album.
Do we have a bonus track?
Can we put that on our album? Do you mind?
No, go.
We don't have
go
an
for
album,
it.
So it doesn't matter. Just it's just what we did here.
You
right
gotta here. Put that up for download.
It's the
on the K Rock website and Surf Rider as well.
We will do that. Surf Rider is tonight at 5 p.m. California Science Center. Do they have to buy tickets in advance or just show up? Or
There will be tickets at the door. They're selling tickets till noon on the website, which is surfrider.org/25th.
Or Mark will just put you on the list.
Or
so he's Mark plus 200?
Yeah, just hit me up on Twitter and I'll put you on the list.
I'm sorry, you're coughing there a little bit.
I know. Well, I blew up my voice at 9 o'clock in the morning singing with MILF on.
Don't play much, man.
But think about the rewards from you got from it. I mean, that's... That's for life.
I know.
You can put this on your resume forever, man. No
Dude,
one can ever take away from
music
you.
Music profile.
There you go. And, of course, Blink-182 with two more shows on the tour at the Palladium tomorrow night and then in Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara Bowl on Monday. And then, as Mark told us a few minutes ago, the guys are heading back into the studio, which is the best possible news of all today. Mark,
thank
you're the
you
best, man. We always love it when you stop by the Kevin Beach Show.
And, of course, when you put yourself in the studio, put the song on it.
Yes, please. You can have it.
We'll oh, yeah.
It we'll give it to you.
Oh, are we going out? We're going out with the song?
Less cowbell.
Less cowbell, please.
Hey, guys, great show today, Ryan writes sarcastically to the Kevin Bean program. Nothing makes better radio than listening to a garage band struggling to make crappy music. Seriously, guys? Well,
wow.
Here there's someone who's just not caught up in the magic and the power and the majesty that is Melfon, I
well,
guess.
Well, who was that? Who wrote that?
Ryan Blake is his name.
Ryan, you are released.
You are released.
You are released from the Kevin and Bean show. You no longer have to listen.
Yeah,
thank
just
you.
Change the channel.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
He clearly doesn't get it.
See what Seacrest is up to. Please enjoy. We're bad.
So Ryan has just been fired as a listener is what
that's
you're telling
right.
me.
That's
right. Some people just don't appreciate good art.
That's what I'm saying.
Adam Carolla, speaking of great art, is going to be joining us in the final hour of the Kevin and Bean Show for the week. Coming up first, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I want to give people a heads up in case they're interested in being on television and they happen to be a chef.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay's looking for new cast members for his Hell's Kitchen program.
You want to get yelled at?
Yeah, you want to get yelled at while you're making risotto? That is the worst risotto I've ever tasted. It's risotto, you limey bastard. He is having auditions tomorrow. October the 10th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 11825 Major Street. Yeah, like that exists.
Major
Wait a
Street.
Minute, Major Street, really?
Yes.
It's Major Street. No verbal punishment?
Don't even go there.
Right next to Minor Boulevard. Culver City, California. For more information, you go to fox.com/Hell's Kitchen if you'd like to be a chef for Gordon Ramsay. I don't know why you would put yourself up for that kind of abuse.
There's so many other cooking shows.
I'll try out. I'll give them something to yell about.
Kevin, you should.
You know, I can't cook.
If I could cook,
could
I'd
yell
go
at me.
On that show.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why? Just to...
I love that show.
Why?
Because it's great. But isn't Top Chef so much better?
Top Chef is so much better.
That's the cream of the crop.
I've never seen Top Chef.
Top Chef is so good. I mean, they have a common theme, and obviously that they're about cooking, but they're two totally separate shows.
I can't be any part of this conversation.
Hell's Kitchen is about Gordon and his yelling.
Right.
Top Chef is really about what these chefs can do under pressure.
Exactly. Yeah.
All of these shows are about cooking.
Passionate.
Yes, they are, Kevin.
Yeah, so I know.
Top Chef has Padma, though, and so Padma wins.
Padma.
Yeah.
Mike's
can't wait for her Mike. Sitcom. That's going to be good.
Settle down.
I don't know what's happening.
Now. Padma, a sitcom?
She's getting a sitcom. Padma. Padma's getting her own sitcom. I
as
kid
an,
you
again,
not.
As an actress?
Yes, as a star. Speaking of bad TV ideas, ABC has renewed Courtney Cox's Cougar Town.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, well, you're one of the lucky ones.
Hmm. And one of the very first episodes, she was in a robe and just in underwear in the middle of the street running around.
Well, yeah, that's good.
It's got that going for it.
That's a start.
However, the good news is Modern Family has also been picked up by ABC.
Have you guys seen that?
She's very entertaining, yeah.
Yeah, I heard people love it.
It's very fun.
It's good.
I enjoy it.
And ABC is not known for their comedy lineup, so this is a real real feather in their cap.
Sad news, however, NBC has announced they are canceling the cop drama Southland before it even began its second season. Mm. It was set to debut October the 23rd, but instead NBC will be keeping Dateline in that spot for now.
I kind of like that show.
I love
I
Dateline.
I did, too.
No, not Dateline. I mean, I like that too. But Southland.
Southland had the kid from the OC in it.
Yeah.
And Thomas Scott,
Thomas Hayden Church?
No.
Everett?
Tom DeLonge?
Yes, Tom Scott Everett. Tom Everett Scott. Yes, I like him enormously.
Dateline is so good, though. Those stories.
They are.
You just like the guys who touch little girls. That's what you like.
That is just To Catch a Predator. That's completely different.
Chris Hansen.
Isn't that Dateline, though?
Yeah, it's Dateline, it is. To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, that's special edition.
Oh, special edition. I didn't realize. Yeah. Those are the only ones
I watch.
Have
I seen you on that?
Yeah, well. I was just trying to talk her out of it. I brought her cookies and lube because I wanted to be careful on the internet.
I wanted to show her what she should look for. Yeah. Guys, do what I'm doing. Don't do that.
That's exactly what they said.
I want to talk her out of inviting strange 47-year-old men over when she's 13.
I love the guys that have seen the show and are worried about this and then still show up.
Do you
and
know who I am? Yeah, you're Chris Hansen. I watch the show.
I watch the show every week.
Can I leave now and get my ass kicked by some cops?
She's a 14-year-old girl home alone. Why did you come? Because I was concerned because she is home alone. And you know, she's parents around.
I was going to sit with her until her parents showed up.
It's almost not worth going over to 14-year-old girls' houses anymore. I got to
really
be honest.
Isn't.
That show has kind of ruined it for us.
I mean, sure, occasionally you get lucky, but usually it's a trap.
Are you a pedophile?
Usually it's a trap.
That's not how I describe myself.
Two goddamn hoops to jump through these days.
Yeah. And Playboy has announced their cover girl for next month's issue. It will be Marge Simpson.
Oh.
All right, just pack it in, Playboy.
Really?
You're finished. You're done.
I love The Simpsons as much as the next guy, but I don't need to see Marge Simpson in Playboy.
I didn't know how they could get any worse than letting Olivia Munn in the magazine with her clothes on. With her clothes on,
yeah,
but now
BS.
They're going to cartoon characters, for God's sakes.
Are her clothes going to be on?
Apparently, even Marge will be in lingerie.
Really?
See, in Playboy.
There you go.
Wow.
Won't even be the whole the full Simpson there.
The full Simpson.
Think she's got blue hair everywhere?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's clean shaven.
You think? She's erased.
I think she's erased.
Shaved, they just erase.
She's clean erased.
That's right. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Sharon Osbourne of the Dancing and Singing Osbournes is 57 years old today. Is that reality show on anymore, the little variety show?
I don't think so.
That didn't
no.
last too long, did it?
That was like
once.
One episode.
I think it aired once.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub of Monk turns 56 years old today. John O'Hurley from Dancing with the Stars and Seinfeld turns 55. PJ Harvey. So. Oh, you're hitting PJ Harvey with
I'm
the
sorry,
gun.
Dude.
You hit her with anything. It's just a sound
Someone
effect.
Someone did. She is 40 years old today. And singer Sean Lennon, who shares a birthday with his famous dad, John Lennon, is 34 years old
so
today.
So apparently he plays the piano. And he was
Sean?
On the, yeah, he's on
yes.
The View the other day, and it's him, his mother and yeah. him. They're doing a duo
oh,
thing.
No. Oh, Yoko. No.
It literally sounds like, oh,
I know. She sounds like she's in pain.
But he's actually pretty talented at the piano, and I just think he looks at his mother, and like, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's funny, because Sean and Yoko Lennon is the only musical act that Melfon is better than. It's official. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock.
It is Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, the day we most look forward to all week long, especially because our friend Adam Carolla joins us in studio. Hey, Ace, how are you?
Hey, yeah, get it on.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met our friend Olivia Munn, who's been sitting in this
very
week.
Nice.
She is the hottest woman on television named Olivia that's not on House. That's how I like to think of her.
Wow.
But, very easy on the
that
eyes.
Was kind of backhanded, but I'll take it.
Always backhanded.
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
What's going on? Of course, AdamCarolla.com, home of the world famous podcast that Adam does, the regular podcast with special guests in his home, and of course the CarCast. They're still right up there in the iTunes playlist. But what's going on in your life? What do you got going on?
Well, first I want to say about Olivia. Is it?
Yes.
Yes. Easy on the eyes. Yes. Easier on the scrotum.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even easier. They don't always talk about the eyes. What about the sack?
Thank you so
I mean?
Much.
Very easy on the sack. I'd like to replace eyes with sack.
Easy on the sack. You know how I wanted to do that thing where we got rid of Marco Polo and turned it into Adam Carolla?
Yes.
Right,
you know,
right.
For the kids, who knows Marco Polo anymore?
Exactly.
What did he do? He moved some spice somewhere 2,000 years ago.
So why do we still shout his name?
Probably a racist. Yeah, like 9-year-olds know who Marco Polo is.
What did you change it to?
Adam Carolla, you know, fish out of water. You know what I mean? Why not? It'd be a nice legacy for the kids. But how about we just change easy on the eyes to easy on the sack?
I love that.
She's easy.
I'm fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Both sexes can't use it.
Oh, we can't?
I mean.
Yeah, but girls don't use the easy on that. They just say hunky or rich.
Dreamy.
Rich. Hunky, no. Rich, yes.
Yes. I want to talk a little about To Catch a Predator.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
I heard you guys talking about that on the way in. And
Chris Hansen.
I don't want to give tips to the potential pedophiles out there, but I do have a couple ideas.
In the way of tips for the pedophiles out there?
Well, this is one of those things where it's one of them is how you know there's a trap waiting for you. Oh. And the other, you know.
Are you a pedophile?
I'm just saying.
Common sense.
This is common sense.
Okay.
Like you know when Hansen would read the emails, transcripts, uh-huh. And he'd be like, the guy'd be like, hey, man, I want to come over there and violate you with a traffic cone. And she'd be like, the 14-year-old would be like, you're making me hot. Like, if a 14-year-old says that.
Yeah.
Not a 14-year-old.
Not a 14-year-old.
That's a trap.
That makes them hot. Like, I want to come over there and read you out of my Hello Kitty notebook. If that's making them hot, or, you know, talk about the Hansen brothers, but not with the traffic cone. And then the other one, like the guy, like, fax over a picture of his scrotum, and they'll be like, ooh, I can't wait to touch it. I'll be like, no, that's not. You were 14 at one time, yes. Olivia, right?
Yes.
That would not make you hot.
I know, I'd probably just start. I just type, I'm crying.
Right. Yeah. So when you say something, then the person says, I don't know what that was.
I don't either.
Power outage.
I think we just had a power outage. I have no idea if we're on.
When you say something grotesque and the answer is you're making me hot, you're probably dealing with an undercover agent. Yeah.
This is how you get away with
this? I'm just putting this out there.
When
the
you hit
one,
on underage kids.
Yes, when Adam
I'll
Carolla,
say something horribly grotesque, and if they say, like, if I'll say, like, yeah, I want to go at you with my grandma's urn, and they're going, ooh, slow down. That means something's wrong. Trap.
But also from the guy, take a look at your picture when you send it out. When the girls, because most of them have that, like, big gut kind of hanging over and they're just holding it. I'm like, if she thinks that's hot.
You're making me, I love cut off sweatpants. And gravy stains on wife beaters. Ooh, yeah. Male pattern baldness. Yeah, that is so hot. Oh, my God, you dip? I love tobacco. Slow down.
Wait, spit slower.
Yeah.
Spit slower.
Oh, yeah. Hope you do it into a Coors can. Oh, you spit into a Coors. Oh, so hot.
I want you to spit your dip
so
all over
hot.
Me.
I'm going to make you so many Toll House cookies and so much sweet tea. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet tea
and Toll House cookies. And the other one is, here's the one, and this is just good common sense, this one. And this is what you call win-win. When you go over to the gal's house, send the pizza man in first. See, that's my deal. I'll order myself a large Domino's, send that dude in. I'll just wait outside my car.
And then
if
Chris
I see
Hansen
any cameras or him doing an interview with Chris Hansen, I'm out of there. Car running, I'm out. If not, I got a large pizza waiting for me when I go in there.
That's true. A win-win.
Yeah.
I like the carb load before I get with the youngins. You know what I'm saying? Send the pizza guy. What's the worst that could happen? You have a pizza?
Pizza guy gets stunned. Stun gun. Right to the ground. Don't even know it.
That's my favorite part where the guy goes, well, I'm going
to
leave.
I'm free to leave?
You're free to leave?
Yeah.
You're free to leave. And then the fat sheriff's department from the Fresno City Department just tackles the guy.
Tackles.
And tases his butthole. Yep,
you don't have
that happens.
You don't have to tackle a guy who's already going down on his knees. But,
they put their hands up, like, okay, and then they just go for him anyway.
Just go over, dog pile, big
so
pile
you're saying,
on the lawn.
So you're saying pizza guy.
Send the pizza guy over.
And if she's turned on by anything that a guy would say.
Yes.
And
definitely order a topping you like, because there's a 50% chance Chris Hansen's not there and you're just going to get a large with, don't order something. You don't order anchovies.
Sure,
you don't
common sense.
If you like a Hawaiian, go for the Hawaiian. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
My favorite part of it is when they come in and they go, yeah, come in. They can't even see him. They're literally hiding behind a crack in the door. No, come in. No, I'm back here. I'm gonna
go change.
I'm so freaked out by that when I go home, if my wife just says, "Yeah, come on in. I got a load of laundry." No way.
I got a load of laundry.
I
wasn't born yesterday,
I've seen
sweetie.
This on TV.
I'm running. I'm doing a shoulder roll out to the van, and I'm hauling ass back to Pismo Beach. No. Oh, you think you're a sly one, aren't you, sweetie? No way. Not coming in my own house.
This Week in Rage is next on the Kevin and
Ralph Graham will be along in just a couple of minutes with our final showbiz beat of the week. In the meantime, though, Adam Carolla is here, adamcarolla.com. It's time for the Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage. All right, number three going down to my number one pick this week. Number three, parking meters. Was on Hollywood Boulevard the other day in front of the Pep Boys, because I'm a class act. Fed a quarter into the thing, and 3 minutes came up. On it. 3 minutes.
3 minutes for 25 cents.
Not in Beverly Hills, not in Brentwood, not in the south of France, but just in the middle of Hollywood, crappy Hollywood. 3 minutes, and I know it's the plan is not to spend the money. The plan is you can't walk around with a pillowcase filled with quarters.
Right.
There's not you're the good humor man doesn't have that kind of change on him. So it's like you go to your ashtray and you fish around and you find a nickel. And by the way, if a quarter gets you 3 minutes, what's a nickel get you? 10 minutes off of your life? Like, how does that work? So, you know, you put in about 3-4 more quarters, but it's really, you're not carrying, but your car, your tires would be flattening. You get 4 miles to the gallon if you carried enough change to go into Pep Boys.
That's
for
true.
An hour. And then I thought, oh, remember the day when you put a quarter in and you'd get an hour or diamond, you'd get an hour. And then I thought about my kids. What do they have to look forward to?
Your kids.
They put a quarter in and the thing just breaks off and chases them down the street and violently rapes them. Like, if three minutes is what a quarter gets us right, now, what right. do our kids have to look forward to? Not well, 1 minute point. For a quarter, a violent, dry raping.
Well, yeah, I think you're right.
I prefer not to think about your kids that way, and I'm surprised you would, but okay.
I think, no, I always put
you're
your
worried.
Kids where my kids
oh.
are.
Oh. Okay.
I just say my kids.
And you cut to that to catch a...
I didn't want
to
say anything.
Oh,
yeah.
Catch a parking meter.
No,
right.
I don't want to say Kevin's kids, but I think right. Kevin's kids.
Okay,
God
okay.
forbid.
Okay.
I saying. Think Kevin's kids.
All right.
But I don't think my kids.
Okay,
we have twins.
So, right.
They're like Legos. We'll swap them out. No, but I didn't want to say Kevin's kids in front of you, but if you're going to bring that up, yeah,
right.
I thought, what would happen in, you know,
okay.
10
I'm
years
sorry,
of Kevin's
up.
Kids?
I'm sorry I brought it
oh,
up!
Okay, all right, anyway. I'm just saying, is this what our founding fathers had in mind? A stick with a basket on it, and you park your carriage in front of it and empty your wallet into it after you're paying taxes for the road and the cars and everything else?
I don't think they envisioned parking
no
meters.
And so let's knock it off, not because of the money, because you're going to get a ticket and feed $18 into the goddamn thing.
It's a ticket
thing.
Trap, that's all it
yes,
is.
Yes, you can't carry that kind of change.
They might as well just give you a ticket. Just
no.
take the ticket and park and go.
The lady at Binion's who pushes around the basket with the change in it
right.
by the nickel slots
right.
could not afford that that parking meter.
All right,
number two. People who enjoy the Mounds more than the Almond Joy. I don't
oh.
like these. It's the exact same candy bar, except for they don't want that chocolatey, delicious, covered almond on top.
I got both.
Well, one of them is called Mounds, by
yeah.
the way, which sounds like a cat turd and looks like a cat turd. And the other one's called Almond Joy. It's got joy in it. They're the same price. Take the almond. No, I like Mounds better. Really? You like something that could be called Piles and it would be a better name? Ricketts or Shingles is a better name than Mounds. It's just a, what do we call it? I don't know. It's a mound of crap. It's Mounds. All right, good enough. One is called Almond Joy. You know what? And listen, all you a-holes that don't get the Almond Joy and like the Mounds, get the Almond Joy, flick the almond off, send it to me, I'll eat it. You're throwing away an almond. It's free. It's a free almond. It's not like the Mounds. The Almond Joy costs more.
Same price.
Yes, flick that off. The best part is when you bite, you see that little outline, that sexy silhouette of the almond. I know there's a chocolate-covered almond under. Let me take those panties off, baby, and remove some of that chocolate.
What are we talking about here? I'm confused.
We're talking about your twins.
No, we're not. We're talking about the candy bars, Adam.
What?
Candy
kids.
Bars.
Don't
Kevin's
make me
kids.
Punch you
all
right,
right.
The point is this. If you don't like almonds, you're allergic to almonds, or you just have a problem with almonds, get the Almond Joy, pick it off, put it in a manila envelope and drop it off at my place. I'll happily eat your chocolate-covered almonds.
There you go.
Okay. Mounds, you people make me sick. Now this is a very sad state of affairs. Prepare to be bummed out, everyone. But,
don't bum us out.
I was just flicking around the TV the other day, and I saw an episode of Sanford and Son.
Right.
And they were talking about Julio's mom, who flew in from New York to L.A. or Rollo's or whatever nationale they had over there. But anyway, she flew from New York to L.A., and she said it's a five-hour flight. I took a five-hour flight, New York to L.A., and then right. I hit the little TiVo button, and it said Sanford and Son, 1973. Then I thought, that was over 35 years ago, and it's still a five-hour flight from New York to L.A., and then it's 6 hours back the other way or whatever it is. Yes, why haven't we upgraded? We're not going 1 mile an hour faster. Not one.
In 30 years?
In 35 years. And we're spending an extra 2 hours at the airport getting patted down and having to empty out our toiletry bags into a recycling bucket. So it's actually 2 hours longer than it was before.
That's true.
And then the super sad part. Actually, I think it's 6 hours that way and five the other. But either way, it's exactly the same speed as it is. 35 years. I thought we'd be having jetpacks and we'd just be using teletransportation and going that way. But at least we can speed up the jets. But then the really sad part came in. I was watching Sanford and Son. I noticed myself doing something called laughing. And then I thought, wait a minute. 35 years later and we have accidentally on purpose... This is what we've done. So, not only technologically have we failed our society,
right?
But artistically, we haven't moved forward at all. Sanford and Son was funnier. Those shows were funnier than what's on TV now. We've completely lost it. Imagine if I stopped you in 1973 and I said, you're not going to get to New York one lick faster. The only thing is there'll be a TV on the plane and you won't be laughing.
We would not have been pleased with that news in 1973, I'll tell you that.
Oh, Red Fox should be rolling over in his burning cauldron or wherever he is right now. Definitely in hell.
AdamCarolla.com is the website for all your Ace Man needs. Hey, has the Adam Carolla radio station, is that up and running too?
Yes, Adam? It's up and running. I have no idea how to get there, but it's up and running.
Check that out as the website as well.
You'll not hear hungry like a wolf on that station. I can guarantee you that. No man eater.
Have a great weekend, Ace. Thanks for coming in, dude.
Thanks, Bean.
You're right. That totally needed a hay.
That needed a hay right there.
You're right. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 941.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Here's an email from Will, who writes in. He's a Kevin and Bean listener. Says, hey, guys, thanks, but you got to call a plastic surgeon for me because Melfon just rocked my face off.
Yeah.
That's what Will said. Yeah. I think we've got time for one more appearance for the band because, after all, it is today, the 9th of Rocktober.
That
was pretty sweet. I gotta be honest. That was pretty sweet.
I'd like a second take, though. Do we have time for a second take? Because I think we can do it better.
Can I count us in?
Olivia can count us in. She's on the harmonica.
Intern Chip is back in the band. We had to fire that slacker, Mark Hoppus. He was on bass earlier today, but Intern Chip is back
seriously
in the bass now.
He needs to take a lesson.
Yeah.
And all right. 5, 6, 7, 8.
That is terrible.
It's
really bad.
Psycho Mike shredding today. Yeah, shredding.
Psycho Mike is shredding, yes.
I'm ripping today.
He is ripping and shredding, both.
All right, minutes away from Don't Bogart like we do on Friday. In the meantime, Ralph's got time for one more showbiz beat. What you talking about?
What a way to leave on a Friday.
Rocking.
One of my favorite times.
Aww.
Friday of what month?
Well, besides that. Because it's time to hassle the Huff.
Ah.
It's time to hassle the Huff.
Apparently, David Hasselhoff was hospitalized for 2 days in London after a drunken bender.
Oh, man. That dude
has
troubles.
Well, it's comical now, isn't it?
Is he okay?
I'm waiting to find out what story they're going to make up this time about what really happened.
He's hospitalized for 2 days for drinking in London. Yeah, he's fine. Don't worry about it. The stay ended with him allegedly punching a doctor in the face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Has it gotten funny yet?
Yes.
Yes. He was released yesterday from Capio Nightingale Hospital in London. Apparently, he was in town for Simon Cowell's birthday party and has been drinking constantly since.
Oh, no.
It's a big birthday party.
This is a mess.
TMZ contacted the office of the doctor that the Hoff allegedly attacked. An assistant simply said no comment and hung up on TMZ. Mm. I'll take that as a yes.
He's a big dude. I don't think you want him punching
him. Yeah, he's like 6'4 or something.
That dog doesn't get so much money. Hasselhoff has so much money from just German songs.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
From Baywatch. Apparently, a crop of breast cancer awareness commercials are causing quite a controversy. One of the PSAs features a long-legged young lady with a D cup and a white bikini walking along a pool in slow motion.
Right.
While onlookers ogle. Her body.
That sounds perfect.
When do we get to the PSA part?
It contains the tagline, you know you love them.
Right.
It's time to save the boobs.
Okay.
And then it sends you to a breast cancer awareness website.
We do love them.
That's what I'm saying.
It is good. That's
accurate.
Really, really good.
It's a genius way to draw attention.
What's their problem? Whose problem is
it? Well, Dr. Angela Lamb from the University of Minnesota says, it portrays the lead woman as a sex object.
Angela's ugly, isn't she?
The reputable University of Minnesota?
That's right. The PSA does not provide information about breast self-exams or doctor visits. I know it's the producer's intent to grab attention, but the message may get lost with the distraction of the overly sexual nature of the commercial. Dr. Jean Marie Bradford from the University of Columbia said, keeping breast cancer prevention at the forefront of people's mind is a good idea, but I don't think it's effective to objectify women sexually.
She's ugly.
No. She's way
ugly. She's really ugly. Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with objectifying women.
Dr. Ralph Garman of the University of Mansfield says, shut the F up!
In a released statement earlier
today. Did you release that?
I don't know who you're talking about.
All right.
That was Dr. Ralph Garman from Mansfield.
I see.
Okay. Mansfield.
University of Mansfield.
This is a mess.
Yeah. I'm so bummed.
What?
About? Miley Cyrus has quit tweeting.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
My day was turned upside down yesterday.
Do you follow her, B?
He's following her and Elizabeth Taylor.
I did.
You know he did.
Deleted her Twitter page yesterday.
What could Miley Cyrus have to tweet that you could possibly want to read?
I enjoy the teen angst of seeing her tweets about how upset she gets over stuff and how pouty she is.
Oh, do you?
Funny.
Well, I'm Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC.
Have some sweet tea.
It is funny, but she's...
I think we could probably convict Bean on who he follows on Twitter alone.
That would be evidence enough, wouldn't
it? Yes, just to send him to jail. Yeah.
But I also follow Buzz Aldrin, though.
Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus.
But I follow astronauts and politicians and all sorts of different kinds of people.
That's called a cover, Bean. That's called a cover.
It's called a beard.
A
tweet world.
A tweet beard.
She's got 1.1 million followers who are now wondering what's up. People magazine says that Miley's final post said that her new boyfriend, Liam Hemsworth, who's also her co-star in her new movie, The Last Song, suggested she dump her Twitter account right away.
Wow. And then he's like, and then I think we should bring one of your friends in.
Yeah.
And then you
whatever
totally
you say,
give me,
Liam. Yeah. Whatever you say.
She'll just buy me a house and a motorcycle.
So she is gone from the Twitterverse.
I love when girls do whatever their boyfriends tell them to do.
Isn't it great?
Life is so fun.
That's the way it should be. And lastly, I want to leave you with a good taste in your mouth.
Good.
Megan Fox in the news.
Yes.
Apparently she's concerned about how she's coming across in interviews.
Poorly.
She says she is known for being a little mouthy, but swears it's just a misunderstanding. Meg says that she loves to joke around and she's being sarcastic and people are misunderstanding her actual intentions. So
my crotch really, really loves it.
She wants you to know that she's just kidding.
Just joking around.
I'd like to present, in the defense, her interview with Dave the King of Mexico, where I thought she comes across very nice.
Yeah. Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
I mean, really, I got no complaints with what she had to say.
That's true. She did sound intelligent in that interview. Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
Who, if I'm not mistaken, I believe was holding Hasselhoff's hair while he was throwing up while he was in London. She was also at the party. She is 57 years old today. Tony Shalhoub. When is Hasselhoff going to get rid of the mullet, by the way? When's he going to stop?
Hasselhoff, never.
Stop
I hope.
Rocking the Baywatch,
never.
Do.
You never.
Hope? Would that make you sad?
It's the best.
Tony Shalhoub of Monk is 56 years old today. John O'Hurley from Seinfeld. Speaking of throwing up, John O'Hurley and Seinfeld and Dancing with the Stars, 55 years old. PJ Harvey, singer and songwriter, is 40 years old today. And singer Sean Lennon,
who, of course, is the son of legendary Beatle John Lennon. They share a birthday. It's also John's birthday today. Sean is 34 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Yeah, and do you think there's rooms at the Marriott available? Do you know?
Not for you, Dave. Huff. Not for you.
Hey, Ralph, what happens next? I hate to look ahead too far, but a week from today, with the return of Melphon, what happens to the drum set, man? I mean, if you're on vacation next week, what are we doing?
I will be off pursuing a side project.
We have many people that are clamoring over the drums for Melphon,
by
the way.
Where are you going?
Travis Barker and I are working on a little side project.
Oh. Is that right? Yeah. So you both drumming together?
It's all bluegrass.
Bluegrass
drumming. Yeah,
not
a big
rock?
Bluegrass instrument. Usually it's the banjo or guitar.
Right.
We're bluegrass drummers.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, I guess we'll just have to deal with that next Friday.
I think Miss Cleo's going to sit in, I think. That's what I heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dave the King Maxwell is going to fight her for it, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
And Olivia Munn, let's hear it for her, by the way, for
sitting
in with us the last few days. Lisa May will be returning on Monday morning back from vacation. Olivia, what do you have going on Attack of the Show tonight at 7 on G4, do you know?
It's the Friday show, so we round up all the best stuff from the whole week. So really, you don't have to watch the whole week. You just watch Friday show, and it's everything there.
So that's better.
But you should still watch every day. And then
So we should watch every day or not?
You should totally watch every day.
But if I skip Monday through Thursday, I can get all the good stuff on Friday.
You can, but there might be something where I might, like, a boob might fall out, and we might not put that in.
You won't play that in
but it would be live, and you want to catch it live,
because
we're live.
All right.
Live. And then I also, ABC Family Show Greek, I'm on that, recurring guest star, so you see me here and there on it sometimes. I don't even know what my next episode is.
And OliviaMunn.com, of course, is her
course.
Excellent website.
Thank
How's Monday shaping up for us there, Kevin?
Penn Badgley from Gossip Girl and Stepfather.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Oh.
Dave, the King of Mexico. Dana Lavin Greer will be on the program.
Oh.
Dag! Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and Jessica Stroop from 90210 will be in.
Wow,
yeah,
she's
so that
hot.
Is that's Monday's show. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye.
Sing it if you know it. Oh, is Ralph playing along here? Is that what's happening? Well done.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one, just like the other one. This one seems to be about to quit. I need another hit.
Have to get an agent or a publicist or something. We're getting a lot of requests for a Melphon touring band.
Yep.
A lot of people are asking us to come to their town. I don't know what we ought to do about that.
Do you hear that sound? That's the sound of money falling from the sky.
It is.
That's albums selling everywhere.
No fun. Big finish.
Let's get this bullshit over with.
Oh, is that it? That would do it. Anything else? Want me to jump off a building, perform Harry Carey,
move to a different town? No, I kid.
Hi, everybody. This is Chick Hearn with Kevin and Bean. And don't forget, it's in the refrigerator, baby. The door is closed, the light's out, the eggs are cool, and the butter's getting hard, and the jello's jiggling. Stay tuned for the best in radio.
We've got to put a stop to this so that I can get out of here. See, I'm not built to work 5 days a week.
That's right. That's bad poop.